hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young coming to you from the Kigali Arena in Rwanda. We're getting ready for Sunday's opening quarterfinal in the Basketball Africa League Finals. The Cape Town Tigers will take on U.S. Monastir, 2021 finalists. That game is coming up at 2:30 p.m. local time here in Kigali. And I'm joined on this special Voice of America pregame show by my VOA colleague, Eddie Rama.
Hey, Sonny. Hi, VOA listeners. This is Eddie Rama from Kigali, Rwanda, joining my colleague, Sonny Young. We'll be providing you with a pregame analysis on what's going on today. In just a few minutes, the Cape Town Tigers, like my colleague had just said, is going to be playing with U.S. Monastir of Tunisia. The other thing we can tell our listeners is that Cape Town Tigers, this is their first time in the Basketball Africa League. So there's too much expectations, especially from the fans around the world, to see what this team is going to be able to do. And we're also joined by a colleague in Washington, D.C., Dan Brown. How are you today in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, what's going on, guys? You know, you got to do how Sonny introduces it to me. Is downtown Brown.
Downtown Daniel Brown. And downtown Daniel Brown, I have to give you props. You successfully predicted that victory on Saturday by FAP from Cameroon. We'll have you talk about that game a bit, Dan. But first, let's review the scores from Saturday. In the opening quarterfinal, Petro de Luanda from Angola defeated AS Sale from Morocco 102-89. Petro de Luanda now through to the semifinals on Wednesday. Carlos Moraes had a game-high 27 points for Petro de Luanda. And in the second game on Saturday, FAP from Cameroon. I guess it's an upset, Eddie. I mean, I didn't expect them to beat Rwanda Energy Group. Final score 66-63 here at the Kigali Arena.
It was an upset for the local fans, an upset for the country that is hosting these BAL finals for the second time. And what we're seeing right now is the effect of Rwanda losing and being kicked out of this tournament. Sonny, as you were driving here at the arena, you could see that the traffic is not as too much like it was yesterday, because yesterday most Rwandans were coming to support the team, which is rigged, that was eliminated by FAP of Cameroon. We can also tell our listeners that FAP, this is the first time that they're playing in this tournament, the same as Reg. So there's a lot to look forward to, but again, when it comes to people coming in, watching these games, I believe the turnout is going to be very long.
Downtown Daniel Brown, you watched the game on Saturday between FAP and Rwanda Energy Group. In your opinion, Dan, what were the keys to FAP's victory?
Teamwork. I would say teamwork. Teamwork was the biggest thing. They played as a full team the first two quarters, which caused the lead. They didn't play hero ball until the last quarter, and it was the last 3 minutes where the team started to come back, where they started to act a little more dysfunctional, and then that's where the turnover started to happen. But They it was a team effort. It was a team game, a team, they passed the ball a lot of high pick and rolls, a lot of driving to the cup, a lot of free throws, and a lot of physical action.
Dan Brown, probably, so he can also answer this question. Talking of Reg, the team, the home team,
right.
People were expecting Coach Robert Park to have improved this team. They performed really well in Cairo. He had been with the team just for a few days. But then the performance we saw, even after he had been with the team close to 3 months, was dismal, Sonny.
I agree, Eddie. I was disappointed in the performance by Reg. I really expected them to thrive off the crowd. And Dan, you were asking me about that crowd yesterday. I still have not been able to find the official attendance here at the Kigali Arena. But I got to believe...
We're just going to say it was 100,000 people then.
The games we've seen so far, Eddie, that that was probably the biggest crowd of the competition so far.
I can imagine.
And also, you have to take into account that this is the first time that this tournament is happening when the COVID numbers have relatively gone down. Here in Rwanda, they have lifted the mask mandates. So we were actually expecting a full house, because I remember we had spoken with some of the officials from the Basketball Africa League who had promised us that the games were all sold out, but it's not what we saw. But I would say probably this is a 10,000 capacity arena. Probably 8,000 people were in the arena.
That sounds like a safe estimate, Dan.
Yeah.
8,000 to maybe 8,500.
8,500. That's still a lot of crowd, you know. From my high school basketball games.
I agree with you, Dan. I think I remember you mentioning yesterday during the program that you know, that FAP needed just take a few deep breaths.
Yeah.
You know, but
still,
there was some sloppy play, I thought, by both teams, Dan.
I think so too. I mean, going on the fact of the attendance can make a game. Like, if there's a lot of people at a game, it can make a player have, you know, 40 points to 5 points. It can make a player, you know, be an X factor to, you know, sitting on the bench. So that's what it looked like happened yesterday. There's a lot of players that should have performed it like they normally should have, but the crowd got to them. You know, the band, the people cheering, people crying, people laughing, all that can add like a huge factor into how you play a game.
Well, Dan, I do want to give a shout out for my colleague, Eddie Rama. Eddie went to the post-game press conference on Saturday after A.S. Sale's loss to Petro de Luanda, 102-89. And he had a chance to talk with the only female coach in this competition, Liz Mills, about her team's performance and basically maybe what her future plans are. So, Eddie, tell our VOA listeners what Coach Mills had to say.
The first thing she said, she was very disappointed. The way her players played was not the way they had planned to play. And also she mentioned that this could be her last time with Aya Sale, because right now she's looking into trying to coach a national team prior to the World Cup basketball competitions. So, and she seemed to say that she might be coaching an African team, and some inside information that I get is that she might land a top job with a South Sudanese team.
Okay, that would be an interesting connection. Coach Mills in charge of South Sudanese.
But again, when they ask her if that was real, she's like, no comment.
Well, downtown, Daniel Brown, I know you mentioned on the program on Saturday that you've done some coaching, some basketball coaching. Or Dan, just maybe from a U.S. perspective, do you think, are you seeing more women coaches of men's teams in the United States?
Yeah, it's starting, you know, to come up more. A lot more people are actually, you know, hiring more female coaches. And it's not just basketball. It's football, too, which is an amazing thing to see. You know, it's giving women a lot more equal, you know, to show they can coach, they can do all these things, you know, just to be on the other side of the field. And it's a great thing to see.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. I'm with my VOA colleagues, Eddie Rama, here in Kigali, Rwanda, and downtown, Daniel Brown. Joining us from Studio 3 in Washington, D.C. Just to review the Basketball Africa League scores from Saturday, Petro de Luanda from Angola and FAP from Cameroon, they advanced to the semifinals. Petro de Luanda defeated AS Sale from Morocco 102-89, and FAP edged the hometown team, Rwanda Energy Group, 66-63. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, the Cape Town Tigers, they face a challenge. They got to play U.S. Monastir, the 2021 ball finalists. Last year, Monastir lost to Zamalek in the final. Zamalek will play in the second quarterfinal on Sunday against Slack from Guinea. The Tigers from Cape Town and Slack, also new to the Basketball Africa League this season. Seven new teams in the Basketball Africa League. Eddie, what does that mean for the development of African basketball to have seven new teams in BAL season two?
I think this is something that the president of Basketball Africa League emphasized when he was addressing the media this week, where he said that they're looking at promoting and developing this product. The product he was talking about is the basketball on the African continent. And so he was a little bit enthused and happy that so many teams across the African continent are eager to get to be part of this competition. Actually, I heard that Kenya Ports Authority, this is a basketball team based in Kenya, one of the teams that think that they should be part of this product and also this this game. They are here in Kigali, Rwanda, to play a couple of friendly games and also watching the game here, seeing what they should be doing so that they can also be able to be part of these products in the coming years. So I believe there is the momentum. Having seven new teams this time, probably we're going to get more other teams, given the fact that they're also about to announce the new cities that will be hosting this game. Also reminding people that Kigali Rwanda is going to be hosting the finals next year, too.
So that'll be 3 years in a row for Kigali.
That's the contract they signed with the Basketball Africa League.
Yeah, great move by Rwanda to host the final games of the tournament. Downtown, Daniel Brown, I know you and Chet kind of touched on it on Saturday during our programming, but what are your thoughts, Dan, on what you've seen in terms of skill level of Basketball Africa League Season 2 compared to what we saw last year, where there was kind of a compressed schedule of only 2 weeks here in Kigali? What do you think in terms of has the game improved in your eyes?
It has, and it's a good thing to see. You see improvement every day. Especially if you compared it from last year, you see players like at the average, you know, maybe 4 or 5 points. You can definitely see a difference in their game this following year. I would probably say my biggest thing is I always compare myself. If I could play in a game today, last year in the BAL, and I could play this year, how many points would I average? I think I said if I played last year, I think I said I would probably average about, you know, a good 14, 15 points. I think this year, if I was in shape in my prime, and I'm still in my prime, I'm young, I would probably say, I would probably, we're all young. You know, I know both of you guys over there, you guys are just you guys don't age anymore. But I would probably say,
that's a good way to put it, Dan.
Yeah,
we don't age anymore.
Yeah, back in my day, I would probably say, I'll probably give these guys maybe like a good 35 points a game. You know, and with water breaks, I'll probably say, you know, the way they're playing right now, there's no timeouts. Right now, I'll probably need to inhale it because they're in shape. I'm not gonna lie. Usually, when you watch NBA games, you'll see a timeout being taken after, you know, 3-4 minutes. The second quarter last game, there was no timeout. It was a 9 minute game with no timeouts, and I was like, outside, just, you know. Substitutions. There was a couple players that were not, you know, on their knees, heavy breathing. They're in shape. I'll admit that they're 100% shape. But I'll still give, you know, still if I can hoop, you know, I feel like you guys can hoop too. You know, I think Sonny, you said you can do like a couple points. You said
maybe 2 points, maybe two if I'm lucky.
Eddie, how many points do you think you'll get?
Oh, well, probably the same as Sonny.
Let me give this quick little note about our programming and our social media pages for our Voice of America listeners tuning in right now. Please note, we have moved our programs to voaafrica.com. There you will find your favorite VOA TV and radio programs. And let me give a plug for the Sunny Side of Sports. That's where you'll find one of my favorite radio programs and a whole lot more. Find us on voaafrica.com. And at the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page, I posted a photo of Eddie with Coach Liz Mills. And what surprised me about that photo, Eddie, is
She looks so happy after her team lost.
Well, she looks so happy because she's part of the product, probably. She might have, accepted the defeat as the life of, fair play kind of thing. So, talking of Liz Mills and her team, Dan Brown, I was so disappointed with Dublin this time. He didn't really show up for this game.
Yeah, just to remind you, I think Stoglin was like, he played at Maryland, right? He played at the University of Maryland. He was like 7 of 22 from the field, Dan. And,
it was tough.
He just didn't really show up in my eyes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was a tough thing to watch. You know, good thing, I have my hands over my eyes like a horror movie because I didn't know how many times that ball was going to go. And it didn't look like it was going in.
Yeah, a couple times. Granted, a couple of the shots went in and out of the basket, but I think you live and die with a player like Stoglin, Eddie. I mean, he's when he's making his baskets, everything's great, but he can really take a team out of its rhythm when the shots aren't falling. Exactly.
Those things happen. I mean, especially when you make a shot, the ball, the rim looks a lot bigger, especially for a shooter. And then when it doesn't go in, the rim gets a lot smaller, and then, those things happen. So he just had to get his confidence back up obviously it's too late now, but once he gets in the rhythm, that rim will get a lot bigger, and then he just has to perform on the big stage.
Dan Brown, after the end of today's game, that's Cape Town Tigers and U.S. Monastir and Slack of Guinea versus Zamalek. We might, I'm not making a prediction right now, but we're likely to see the two North African teams, that's U.S. Monastir and Zamalek, playing together in the semifinals. Is this how you see things, too?
Yeah. I mean, technically, have you been wrong? That's a better question. Do I want to be on your wrong side? I'd rather be on your right side than your wrong side. So, Eddie, anything you might say today might be on point today. So, when we do game predictions, whatever you say, I might be right behind you. You know when someone opens the door, I'm like the gentleman that opens the door for you. And like, hey, you're very welcome. I'm going to walk right behind you through this door.
Well, coming up in just about 13, 14 minutes from now, the Cape Town Tigers will tip off against U.S. Monastir of Tunisia. Tigers, one of the seven teams making their debut in the Basketball Africa League. I did speak with the captain of the Tigers, Peter Prinsloo, on one of our special BAL podcasts, and he basically said the Tigers are going to have to play pretty much 40 minutes of perfect basketball to beat Monastir, Eddie. What do you think?
That's exactly right. Tony, Monastir, like you said earlier, they were the finalists in last year. And then the other thing, when I was talking to you, we were talking about U.S. Monastir, teams like Zamalek, teams like Petro, the Luanda. These are teams that have been there for so long. These are teams that have players that have played together for so long. So I don't know how the Cape Town establishment is, but given what we know concerning U.S. Monastir, this is an establishment that has been there for so long. The players have been together for quite some time. So I think Cape Town has a very high skill to play.
In fact, that's a great point, Eddie. In terms of veterans and experience and leadership on the basketball court, it's entirely possible that we're going to see four veteran teams. I mean, FAP, they are pretty much a veteran team. I think that basketball federation in Cameroon has been around for 50 years.
Exactly.
And U.S. Monastir, very proud tradition in African men's basketball. Zamalek, the defending champion. And, of course, Petro de Luanda also through to the semifinals on Wednesday. So, it could be that experience counts.
Exactly. That's the experience that counts, and that's why you saw a team like Reg of Rwanda struggling, because this is a team that has had players together for probably three months, because before the tournament, Reg was a different club. Now, when the tournament was about to start, they had to, you know, bring in players from different clubs. You know, most of the players that are playing with them now had earlier played for the Patriots of Rwanda. So not having a team be together for quite a long time is also a challenge for most of these clubs that are new in this competition.
Our VOA listeners, another note, the Men's Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. And Dan Brown, downtown Daniel Brown, you're going to need to help me out here on the playoffs. I've been a little lacking on my NBA playoffs updates, but I know we have four teams left in contention for the trophy. In the Western Conference, it's the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks. And in the Eastern Conference of the NBA, we have the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. So, Dan, what about in the East, the Heat and the Celtics? Where do we stand now in that series?
We stand 1-1. I believe Celtics took the last game. And I think the game three is Monday, I believe. And it's an entertaining game. Remember when I told you I covered my eyes for the, you know, when that horror movie? This is the same thing. This is the exact same thing. It's one of those games where I'm like, oh, man, I don't know who's going to win. But it's a tough one. You're rooting for, like you said, experience, but you're also rooting for the fan favorite. And that's a hard thing to balance out, because watching the game, loving the game, and you want players to do good, and they do good, but if it's, you know, that team is supposed to win, it's a hard thing. You know, first seed, you want Miami Heat to win because it's the first seed. But if the way Jason Tatum, the way Jaylen Brown, the way that the Celtics players, the team is playing, it is at an elite high level.
You know, Dan, in terms of star power out West, I mean, what a matchup. You got Steph Curry of the Warriors and Luka Doncic, just a Slovenian sensation for the Mavericks. I mean, I think that's the NBA really, really does thrive on those star players, doesn't it?
So, Sonny, I would like to correct myself. I usually don't do this. You know, usually I like to follow Eddie's predictions, and I usually follow right behind Eddie. But today I had to correct myself. Miami Heat are up 2-1 in the series. They won 109.
Okay,
they won 109 to 103. That was yesterday. I thought the game was a Monday. Excuse me, pardon me. But yeah, that, and then going to the West Coast now. Can you ask that same question again?
Yeah, update us on where we stand in the best of seven series between the Warriors and the Mavericks.
Yeah, so the Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks 126 to 117. The series is 2-0, and the Golden State Warriors have the lead to best of seven. And the game was really good. So the key players for that game two, Luka Doncic had 42 points, five rebounds, eight assists. And for the Warriors, your team high, you had Steph Curry. He had 32 points, eight rebounds, five assists. And that's also looking like a great game. So the Warriors were down 19 points in the first half, that whole game, and they came back and actually won the game.
Dan, I don't know if you have it on cue, but maybe our that promo by our friend Sunday Shamari on the Basketball Africa League, but maybe we can take a short break at this point and then come back with some Basketball Africa League talk.
Well, let me ask you one question, Sonny, before we get to that. So, as much as you like watching basketball, and if you had to pick a player in the NBA right now, playoffs, right, who would you pick?
Great question, Dan. You know, I'd have to go with you at this point. I mean, if I'm building a team, I'd want to go with a younger player rather than,
yeah,
you know, Steph Curry. Steph Curry, great player, no argument here.
No argument.
But, you know, he is, you know, probably, I won't say he's in the twilight of his career, but he's not he's not the Steph Curry of, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
right. He's not quite as old as Eddie and I will say that. But no, so I
you guys, both you guys are what?
I'd probably go with somebody like Jaylen Brown of the Celtics. What is he, 25 years old?
Yeah.
And Doncic, I think, is what? I think he's 23, 24.
23.
23. And the numbers he's putting up for the Mavericks are just incredible. I mean,
it's looking like Michael Jordan numbers in this playoffs right now.
Such a great all-around player. I mean, I knew he was good coming into the NBA, Dan, but I think that point you made yesterday was right on point, right on target.
Yeah.
That Doncic has been a professional pretty much since he was in his mid-teens.
Yeah.
You know, since he was like 16 or 17, he was doing excellent things in Europe before coming to the NBA.
And that's an interesting thing too,
you,
though.
Dan. I think that if I was building a team at this point, What about you, Eddie?
Eddie, you know, I'm going to follow wherever Eddie goes. I'm going to say right there, Eddie, go ahead. Whoever you pick, Eddie, I'm right behind you. If you say retired Shaquille O'Neal, I'm right behind you.
No, I think this time I'll be behind Sonny.
Okay. Hey, if that's the case, you know what I say. I'm right behind you. So, Sonny, whatever you said, I'm right behind you.
Why don't we keep with our fun questioning, Dan? Because you had a fun one yesterday. Dan was saying that it was either Dan or Chuck, but I think it was Dan, that for big men now, one of the defining tests in terms of speed, they have to be able to go up and down the court once down, once back in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is moving, Eddie, moving. Said to Dan and Chuck that I could probably do it in about 2 minutes up and back. What about you, Eddie? What could you run up and back?
That's pretty much a quarter of the entire.
That we'll be at halftime when Eddie comes back. So I have another question then. Ready? If you could play any position, what position would you play?
Point guard.
Point guard. Okay. First of all, I want to let you guys know a true definition of a point guard is the leader of the team, right? He's the guy that has the ball. He's the guy that operates the plays, talks to the coach. He's essentially your assistant coach on the court if the coach is not paying attention to you, right? So when you do a play call, you see mismatches, you have to be really high-level cue. So, for instance, Chris Paul is an amazing point guard. Steph Curry is an amazing point guard. John Stockton was an amazing point guard. All those point guards can actually see the game before the game happens. I call it a chess game, right? So when I play, you know, I see players, I match players up, and, you know, I make sure there's a pick coming this way. We're going to do a high screen this way under the rim. And Eddie, if you want to be a point guard, I just want you to know, it's a lot of yelling you're going to be doing. A lot of yelling. You might yell at me. It's all love. It's all love. I want to make sure. If you're going to be my point guard, you're going to be yelling at me, okay?
I'm happy to do that. But in wrapping up this pre-game, Sonny Yang, please remind our listeners of the games to expect today.
Sounds good.
Yeah, coming up right at the bottom of the hour in just a few minutes, the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa will take on U.S. Monastir from Tunisia. That game tips off in just a few minutes, and that will be followed 6 p.m. local time here in Kigali by the last quarterfinal of the Basketball Africa League Finals. FLAC from Guinea, they face a tough test. They go up against Zamalek, the defending Basketball Africa League champion. And at that point, when that game is finished, we'll know the four semifinal teams that have advanced to the final four here at the Kigali Arena. And the semifinals, for our VOA listeners, will be played on Wednesday, May 25th. And the Voice of America will once again be providing coverage of the semifinals. The final will be on Saturday, May 28th. That's about it for now. From here at the Kigali Arena, I'm Sonny Young with my VOA colleague, Eddie Rama.
Eddie Rama, thank you so much, Sonny. And kudos to John Brown for being able to coordinate this. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. And, Dan, please stick around for the breaks in the action. We might be relying on you, and also at halftime and postgame.
So I have one thing. You know, one last thing is, what's your games? Really quick, what's your game? What's the game prediction?
I got to go with Monastir and Zamalek today, Dan. The two veteran teams from North Africa.
What's your game prediction? What's the score prediction? You know, I'm 1-0 right now. I'm not gonna keep it moving.
Score prediction. I think both teams will win by a minimum of 10 points. How about that?
I agree with you,
Eddie. Yeah, I'll take Monastir with a good plus 15.
Well, that's all from now, from here in Kigali, Dan. I hope our listeners will stick around. We have live play-by-play coming up between the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa and U.S. Monastir from Tunisia.
Basketball, you can see a lot of experience there with Atera Majok leading the line for U.S. Monastir, Radwan Slimani, obviously, Dixon, Julius Coles, and Firas Layan. He was incredible in the conference games earlier.
Absolutely, and you know, showing us what they were capable of doing in the Sahara Conference in Dhaka. The Tigers hunted down the third place in the Nile Conference in April to set up this showdown with the Tunisian Towers, who finished second behind Reg in the Sahara Conference in Dhaka. Of course, Reg will play no longer part in this competition, but the Cape Town Tigers are here. They managed to get into the playoffs, and here they are, and they want to provide us with some fireworks with Ganapa, Kabongo, Preston, a new player in Clay Anthony Early, and Peter Prinsloo, the captain of this Cape Town team. We are looking at maybe a team that's revamped themselves and really built themselves up to a point where they want to compete with the best and take on the likes of US Monastir, losing finalist last year.
Well, you have to give credit to the Cape Town Tigers. This is just their third year in existence since they were created in 2019. And looking at the coach, obviously, Boysen Belton, he's had a great run-up to the playoffs, and he'll be looking to see if he can take them to the semifinals in their first season of the BAL.
Yeah, it's the huddle before the tip-off. A lot at stake here. We've got experience. That's one man who's got a lot of experience, 41 years of age, dying to get his hands on the BAL trophy at the end of this week. Radwan Sliman, 41 years of age, an absolute giant in basketball in Africa, a winner of the AfroBasket with Tunisia. In fact, Tunisia, very successful national team. They are very proud of the legacy that they've created, and that's the man in charge. His name is Miodrag Perisic, the 49-year-old Serb. Lots of experience, knows his way around Africa, and I'm sure that he'll try and navigate the North Africans into this encounter and throw everything at the Cape Town Tigers tonight.
Well, looking at US Monastir, they came to Kigali to pick the trophy, and to do that, they need to make it to the semi-finals, and that means winning tonight against the Cape Town Tigers.
I'm saying tonight. Yesterday with Q, it was like tonight, this afternoon, tomorrow. I mean, you know, wherever you are in the world, you got access to this, and that's all that matters. As long as you can watch the BAL, of course, the Basketball Africa League, and see the likes of that man there, of course, who we'll see a lot of tonight, Ate Majok. Now, if you know a little bit about Africa, or if you don't and you want to learn a little bit, he comes from South Sudan, which is, of course, a team that was represented earlier on in the Nile Conference. We had Cobra Sport, who were they eliminated, but it was the first time that they managed to get it. He comes from that country, the newest country in Africa.
Absolutely, and he represents Lebanon in FIBA competitions currently as the Arab champion. So he brings that form into the BAL, and tonight will be an opportunity for him to prove that he can do this across continents.
It's a monster clash, Asha, it really is. And we are so excited because yesterday we had two very interesting battles. We saw the fast and furious FAP of Cameroon just managed to get themselves through that very difficult encounter with Reg, the home team, home court advantage, and a big, big noisy crowd. They did so well to just sneak through. It went down to the wire, but they successfully managed to do it.
Well, obviously, when you think about FAP, what they managed to achieve yesterday was absolutely incredible. Playing in the BAL for the second time, they brought experience from last year, and seeing the manner in which they won that game, you say yes, against a home crowd, it's absolutely beautiful.
We're so excited that we're going to introduce you to Clinton Deneyson, South Africa's finest, who is going to be courtside. He's behind me, he's behind Usher. How are you feeling tonight?
I think this is going to be one of the games of the tournament so far. Cape Town Tigers, U.S. Monastir, the underdog against the favorite, and should be a fantastic one.
Thank you so much, Q. We'll be picking your brains, you know, the mastermind of South African basketball and, of course, African basketball. He's been there, he's been around, he knows his way around. He knows how to navigate the waters around this beautiful continent. I can tell you that, Asha.
Well, Q, you have to tell us, what do you think about this encounter? What does it look like for the Cape Town Tigers?
I gave the underdog tag willingly because, you know, they finished fourth in the group and they're coming up against, I mean, third in the group, and they're coming up against a tried and tested, experienced roster. They've seen this kind of competition before, and they've arguably got one of the premier big men inside the paint, Atur Majok. Everybody knows the name. He's well feared, and I think that's going to be one of the key players to look out for in this encounter.
Thanks very much, Q. We'll catch up with you a little bit later on. Now that the hearts are racing, of course, and we're on the cusp of this wonderful, magical encounter between Tunisia's Giants, U.S. Monastir, losing finalists last year. They want to go all the way. They've got the rage, but they come up against Tigers, and we know what Tigers are capable of doing, Asha. They can hunt down their prey, and they can claw into an encounter whenever they want.
And absolutely, that's what players like Majok bring to this team and to this very particular game. Let's see what they have on offer tonight.
We're going to just have another tip off. We'll just start again, as you can see, they're waiting for the clock to go back to the 10 minutes, and now we're ready to go. And here we are with Cape Town Tigers. It's a good scoring opportunity down that right hand side. A player that we'll keep our eyes out for, who has shown wonderful flair and aerial skills with his long range shots, is that man Evans Ganapamo. Peter Prinsloo is in the image there, fully capable of swatting down and doing lots of excellent defensive and offensive plays.
And looking at how this game has started, you can see how focused both teams are.
Here we are with that man, Sliman. Sliman, three-point master. He goes up for the first point! And in they go for the veteran Tunisian. It's a big score, it is. And, well, he offers U.S. Monastir the lead.
There's no better player to start off this game with the scoring run than Sliman.
And how about that? Respond in the same kind of way. It's Clay Anthony Early with his first ever score in the BAL.
And there's just that incredible handshake there with Sliman. The two scorers so far in this game, just giving a good feel and the sportsmanship in this game.
And they will get possession back, of course, this man here, Michael Dixon, originally from the University of Missouri. He's actually got Georgian citizenship, having spent a couple of seasons there, enjoyed himself in Tbilisi. Goes up for the two, and a beautiful layup from him.
That's just very easy for U.S. Monastir. Cape Town Tigers have to look into better defense. Otherwise, it could be a long day here, Robbie.
Yeah, most definitely so. But they're going to go for long range at the moment. Oh, it just rattles, rolls out. But just showing what he's capable of doing. I like the look of Clay Anthony early, and we're only, what, 1 minute and 12 seconds into this encounter.
He's looking good, and the addition is definitely very well thought out by the leadership of the Cape Town Tigers.
Yeah, long range shot, just a full back effort there. Just comes back off the metal. So US Monastir unable to find their range on that occasion through Julius Cole. But that statement there, look at it. And Clay Anthony early. Well, honestly, this is an early show. Just a small early show. We like it. A show within a show.
He's literally introducing himself to the BAL in fine fashion, and he loves it.
And they've lost possession here. US Monastir kind of, I mean, I'd say a minuscule rattled situation, which obviously favours Cape Town Tigers. Not a bad little start to get them into the slipstream.
Well, obviously, like Q said earlier, the Cape Town Tigers come into this encounter as the underdogs, but it doesn't look that so far.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Rayton Boysen has done his work with Raphael Edwards. They've manicured and sculpted, you know, what they think is the right way to attack the playoffs. He's pretty good at that, but it doesn't drop on that occasion, Slimane. But to be perfectly honest with you, they're coming here, and, you know, they're focused. They're focused at the very start of this encounter. Oh, it's a big shot coming off the rim from Preston.
Well, Preston just looked like he didn't get his shot selection right there.
Big drive, big charge coming through. Slimane picks the ball up. Madjok having a little bit of tough time. That's a wonderful rebound. We know what this man's capable of doing, because Firas Layani, one of the standout players for US Monastir when they were playing in the Sahara Conference, Usha.
Well, looking at Layani, cleans up nicely there, and that's the sort of energy he brings into this US Monastir side.
There's another miss from Ganapamo. They need to get their range a little bit, because they've just fallen behind by two points, but having probably more scoring opportunities, clear-cut scoring opportunities for in the opening minutes. Good defensive play there from Billy Preston, and a foul that's been committed by the new recruit, Julius Coles Jr. And he is an American who's linked up with the US Monastir team, but he just came from Al-Wakra in Qatar, the Middle East, of course, and bringing that experience, a little bit of diversity in terms of experience from the Middle East, which has also been pretty much a good playing ground for a lot of these Tunisian players.
Absolutely, and you can see how these players just get used to that Middle East touch, and they're bringing that to the BAL. It just, you know, fits in nicely. But they're going to be asked some very good questions by the Cape Town Tigers today.
They are indeed. AS Sali played against Kuwait, and they also played against Qatar. They lost against Bahrain, but they managed to beat two out of the three, which was great. Just showing you that, you know, it's a good place to go and get some practice. Dixon on a little bit of a charge, gets the ball in the outside. Back to Dixon for a big bucket. It is a big bucket. It's a three-pointer, and it's on the scoreboards.
That's a very big one from Dixon. They needed that. US Monastir, things are looking tight, but they're getting into this game very nicely and getting that rhythm that they so much desire.
Here's Prinsloo going up for his first shot, just comes off the metal, rebound comfortably taken there by Julius Coles Jr. Goes on a little bit of a wander into the paint, comes out the Slimane, gets rid of Prinsloo, back out, and there he is. Coles going in for another shot, this time it comes back out. Ganapamo picks it up. Oh, it's a good opportunity here, but couldn't really turn around that man early and get it over the top. A little bit too late.
It is great teamwork there from US Monastir.
It's another long-range shot, this time from Dixon. A little bit peeved with himself on that occasion. It comes to Preston. Look at that! It's a big score. The dunk is coming in. It's been drained big time by the big American.
Billy Preston, he really likes to emphasize his presence on the court, and that's just one of the many things he's able to do.
That's because he's 9'7". He's an absolute giant, isn't he? He's obviously not that big, but you know, he is a big guy, and when he comes through and he's on the charge, I mean, he's got as much ferociousness as an African bush elephant. Here we go. It's down and it's drained by that man, Kabongo.
Mike Kabongo playing in the BAL for the second time. He featured for the Ferroviário de Maputo side last year. They got to the quarterfinals, and he still has that hunger to want to play in the semifinals, and who knows, maybe the final of the BAL in season two.
Who knows? He's got a there's a buzz about him. There's no doubt about it. And Slimane going in for a big shot. Well, this is just pretty impressive, isn't it? We know how dangerous he is from outside, and he drains his second three-pointer within the first 5 minutes.
You talked about him bringing experience into the BAL, and he's won here on this court before with Tunisia just last summer.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Prinsloo picking up a foul there, and obviously means we've got to the free throw line. It was 3-1 on that occasion, but Prinsloo just made it, made sure he got in the way of that. And I think we're going to go for a timeout, and we'll be back in a couple of moments. 13-9, US Monastir lead, Cape Town Tigers.
Light switch on. Getting up to greet the dawn. Suited up, shoes on. Ready to run the whole world. We are the spotlight. The strong light. The warm glow. Moving toward a future where the air is clean and the energy is green. Powering the engines of trains of thought. Linking what is to what could be. We are positive energy.
Welcome back. Welcome back, listeners. This is VOA's Downtown Brown, and we're here for a quick timeout break. We have Sonny on the phone. Sonny, you're in Kigali right now, Rwanda. What is the scene look like now done for you right now? What's going on over by you?
Well, right now, Dan, the teams are back on the court. U.S. Monastir leads 13-9 over the Cape Town Tigers. You just heard the air horn blow. Players are getting back on the court. I will say the crowd is nowhere near what it was for Saturday's game featuring the hometown Rwanda Energy Group, Dan. But 13-9 in favor of Monastir. We're in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I just saw the fast break dunk they just had just now. Do you think you'll see a lot more dunks in this game?
I think we will, Dan. I think we're going to see more dunks coming up. No doubt about it.
That is a question I'll ask next time I'll break. But stay tuned. We're going to go back to the game.
Q was doing a little bit of spying, Usher. He was listening in. What did you pick up on?
I did pick up a lot of fire on the bench. Coach Miodrag Perisic was locked in on his players, and really what he emphasized was they have to trust the system and stick within their system if they want to win. And that was the key takeout from that timeout.
You know, I like systems. I trust your system, Q, as well. You've got System X. Anything happens, anything goes. That's the way we do it. Here we are with this man, Colts, getting the ball out wide to Dixon to Leani. Leani trying to tussle, turn, and try and get himself past that man early. He hits the deck, and the foul is going against Taylor. I hope that he's okay. He's a little bit winded, isn't he, Leani? But he's so physical in the way that he plays his game, Usher.
I mean, when you think about the Sahara Conference and how he got injured, he had a groin injury, and he just, you know, and give himself another chance, and he's here, you know, at the players trying to make sure they get that silverware.
There's Radwan Slimane to Leani. Leani Maciok gets it in the paint. Oh, a little excellent defensive play. He just got his hand in there, didn't he, just to get rid of that ball, and that was beautifully done by Sibanyoni. Long range shot. Oh, it's a beauty. Ganapamo, long range, outside, high, dry, down where it belongs.
Well, Ganapamo brings that to the Cape Town Tigers. You remember that famous three-pointer against FAP in the Nile Conference. Just, you know, continuing with that form here.
Can I put a USB key into your brain and actually, you know, get some of your memory, please, Usher? Because honestly, it's just brilliant. You drag out those details, and that's what we need. We need that. So So I'm going to be passing my USB key to you in a minute. Here we go. Preston getting the ball out wide. Here is Kabongo. Kabongo. This is what he likes to do. He goes on a wander. Clancy early trying to get that shot drained. The battle and the hustle. And it's won by Dixon at the other end. Oh, it's over the top of that man, Sliman.
A bit disappointing there from Majok, but he'll get over it. He takes the blame, just taps himself on the chest and says, we'll do better next time. And looking at the replay there, Mater, Atera Majok, good combination there with Layani Alia for the dish and easy basket. Too easy.
You're in the right place to tap your chest here in Rwanda, of course. The Silverbacks are just a few hours away up in Volcanoes National Park. Go and visit if you can. Three turnovers to two. US Monastir and a long-range shot that just comes off the metal safely consolidated by that man, Sliman. Dixon. Nice little pass there into the paint. We've got a new change, and this man coming on, he's good in the paint, isn't he? Very dangerous player, Gayaza.
Gayaza just always likes cleaning up when he has an opportunity to...
That is beautiful. I didn't mean to cut you because I don't like to cut you, Usher. But look at what Clay Anthony Early is doing. All of that NBA experience is coming here and being put on show this afternoon.
And that's what we want to see here at the BAL. Just a nice flavor, good basketball.
Well, as Ben Myberg doing the business there, some really in-your-face defensive work there from that man, the 24-year-old, who's been very impressive in just coming on and finding his place as a player off the bench, you know, and playing his role, playing his part. Really did help Cape Town Tigers get their qualification.
And this means a lot for South African basketball, for South African sports fans to be able to watch their very own here at the highest level of basketball on the continent.
Now, this is absolutely massive, and we hope that everybody back in South Africa is watching this because it is the first time that we've got a South African team playing in the BAL. They deserve to be here, and they're putting up an almighty fight against US Monastir. One of the favourites to go all the way, of course. Dixon, good passing the ball there. Majok from just inside of the arc comes off the metal. Gayaza tries to get it in, tip it in, but it doesn't go, doesn't get drained. Now they've got to make the pass and make themselves available. Nice little slick move there between Prinsloo and that man who's been putting himself in a very good position. It's Tolo Lilogonolo.
Solo Diabate, good hands there. He brings a lot of experience. You know, the Ivorian made it to the final of the AfroBasket right here on this court last summer and also won with Zamalek in season one of the BAL.
I'm going to get caught out by Q, so I have to make sure that my pronunciation of all of the South African players is correct. Otherwise, I will get my hand slapped.
I think you're going to be forgiven because the name pronunciation gets a little bit tough.
We're learning from you, Q. Oh, it's a giveaway ball, and it's been picked up by Dixon, and a little bit of a mistake there because it would have been a good time to get themselves a few points. Don't want to get them too far ahead. Passing the ball around beautifully. Solo Diabate, of course, a winner with Zamalek last season. And the Ivorian gets the ball back out. This is brilliant play. Can he drain it? He can drain it. Evans Garapamo.
Power precision from the youngster from Central African Republic, Evans Garapamo.
Just managed. It was just perfectly delivered, wasn't it? The service. It just wasn't overcooked, the pass up court, just out of the range and out of the reach of the defender. Look at that. Gayaza just responding with a beautiful laser three.
And that is great response there from US Monastir. Just when the Cape Town Tigers are starting to get that rhythm, you know, they stay in this one, make sure they keep that lead, and it's a four-point game.
Gayaza touching the ball and knocking it back the other side of the court. The ball comes out. It's a good opportunity. That is sumptuous. It's a brilliant score, and that is Sibanyoni with a wonderful two-point under the rim and back up. Sumptuous.
Absolutely amazing. And now you have five players from the Cape Town Tigers on the scoring board. Looking good so far in the first quarter.
Oh, just 2 seconds left. Gayaza trying to get himself the points. He does. That's a big score from Gayaza. Big statement. He gets lots of kudos for that. And that's the end of the first quarter. And it finishes US Monastir 22 points. Cape Town Tigers 18.
and welcome back, VOA listeners. You're listening to Voice America. This is the BAL coverage of the Basketball Africa League in Rwanda, Kigali. On the phone, we have Sonny Young. Sonny, what's going on over there, big guy?
Well, Dan, I got to tell you, the Tigers from Cape Town putting up a really good fight right now. Score is 22-18 in favor of U.S. Monastir after one period of play. You asked me if there were going to be some more dunks. Dan, Evans Ganapamo threw a good dunk down for the Tigers. The Tigers are really, I think they're playing well, Dan. And they're hanging tough. 22-18, first quarter.
So, Sonny, I know you just saw that dunk, and we were talking about dunks too. Do you think you can dunk the ball still? I mean, if you want to tell our listeners, how tall you are, by all means, or I can tell them,
I can exaggerate.
I can exaggerate a little bit. So we have Jackson in the studio. Hey, Jackson. we're asking this question. So, we just saw the dunk. Do you think you can still dunk the ball? Sonny.
I could never dunk the ball, Dan. Even in my prime.
Oh, come on, Sonny. We know you're about 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". You're the lot of listeners. I feel like you can still dunk the ball.
Players getting back on the court, Dan, here at the Kigali Arena. We got a great game here, Dan. U.S. Monastir 22, the Cape Town Tigers 18. Tigers making their debut in the Basketball Africa League. Peter Prinsloo can dunk the basketball, Dan.
That's what I like to see.
Ganapamo can dunk the basketball. Billy Preston, you heard the air horn, Dan. They're back on the court. Let's focus on the game at hand, Dan. Monastir 22, Cape Town Tigers 18. They're back on the court. See you later.
This is just making sure that they limit the shot opportunities. High pressure to start out the second quarter.
High pressure indeed. I mean, you know, it's bringing up my blood pressure, I can tell you that, Usher.
Absolutely, and this is the kind of basketball we want to watch here at the BAL. And there's not been any disappointment so far in this game.
Yeah, Petro Luanda, the first team to go through, beating and knocking out ASLA of Morocco, of course. A very interesting battle that took place there with Jose Neto. That's a wonderful score there for Majok. Majok getting his first points on the scoreboard with that two-pointer.
He's been doing a lot of work on defense on the other side of the court, and getting onto the scoreboard now will give him a lot of confidence and good rhythm.
Here he is early. He's the man you've got one of many players got to watch out for in this Cape Town team. It's a beautiful score. That matters a lot, doesn't it? You can see the Tunisian Giants, well, they're just 4 points ahead of South Africa's finest.
You're talking about Tunisian Giants. They know that it's going to be a tall order tonight. They have to be consistent. Otherwise, they could be surprised by the Cape Town Tigers.
Well, there's another shot going up this time. Oh, he's just running in, getting the ball back. Is there anybody there? No, it's just gone out. And there was a knock back there by Preston, but he just couldn't find one of his own.
Absolutely, looking at Coach Relton Boyston, trying to make sure his team is consistent in this game and stay focused, but also play as a team. Just keep passing that ball until they can find options.
Well, he's just gone on a big drive there. Dixon going through into the paint, draws the foul as well, and he drains the shot. That's a big, big, big move, isn't it? You can see Ganapamo a little bit frustrated. Came in, still moving, just went a little bit too hard into Dixon, obviously forcing the foul and offering Dixon the chance to go to the free throw line.
Well, Micah Dixon alongside Mike Kabongo are some of the most fouled players in the BAL season two.
I'm chuckling because I'm just thinking of Mike Kabongo just down on the ground, you know, just going through all of those battles that took place in the Hassan Mustafa Sports Hall in Cairo. He does get down on the deck quite a lot, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. It's got to see of their style of basketball and how they like to drive into the paint with a lot of aggression and get onto the line and deliver.
Kabongo waits for players to make themselves available. Clay Anthony early, there he is. Oh, it's a good drive. Madjok just getting in the way. Defensively robust, getting in the way, not allowing that to happen. Look at that. And he redeems himself by just making sure that he gets that ball. Oh, it's over the top of early.
That was great transitional defense from Mike Kabongo, but that pass, it wasn't just at the right moment and in the right place. And Cape Town Tigers lose ball possession.
Yeah, Asher, I've seen you make passes like that, and they're just like pinpoint accurate, you know. They're just a teeny weeny bit better than Q's, you know, when he was playing, having retired just a few months ago.
I think you're going to be in a lot of trouble with Q.
Oh, it's okay. He's not sat next to me at the moment. So, but if you see a shadow sort of, you know, growing, just
I'll protect him.
Thank you, Asher. Here we go. It's Cape Town Tigers. They need to get some points back. And they're not draining at the moment. 29-20. They've got to be a little bit careful here. And they've got to make sure they get the rebounds, the defensive rebounds, and also be present, you know, when they're shooting as well. Because they can't afford to just drop too far behind. There is the ball. It's been made safe here by Gana Pamo. Central African Republic, of course. You mentioned him. Nicely done, Prince Lowe. We haven't seen him in the paint. That gets the better way. Just a little bit too hard. Didn't have the soft touch, and Gayaza was there to pick up the rebound.
It was great defense there from Gayaza and Majok, who have a great presence in the paint.
Big dunk from Gayaza there. It just looked, he doesn't even get himself off the ground. But, of course, hanging on the ring, and, you know, it's a personal foul.
Yes.
A technical foul. Sorry.
It is a technical foul, and the Cape Town Tigers will be shooting one after this timeout.
We'll take a break. US Monastir 31, Cape Town 20.
Welcome back, VOA listeners. You're listening to Voice of America BAL coverage of the basketball playoffs. This is VOA's Downtown Brown. We have the phone. We have Sonny Young. Sonny, question. Now we're watching. What can you explain to us what happened on the floor just now? We got a technical foul. Sonny, can you hear us?
Dan, a little breakup. Dan, some breakup on my end.
No worries.
On our team's connection. Right now, U.S. Monastir up by 11 points, 31-20, which fits into my pregame prediction, Dan, that Monastir would win by at least 10. You're going to follow me on that one, right, Downtown Brown?
100%. 100%. You know, just like, Dan, like what I said, Eddie.
Back in my head. But, yeah, it's I don't know. Monastir's experience right now seems to be playing out. 11-point lead, but it's early.
It is.
And the Tigers have plenty of time to perhaps mount a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, it is still kind of early in the game. It is only second quarter.
But it looks like the players are back.
Okay. So we're going to go back to the game. We'll see you, Sonny, next time out. We'll see you soon.
7 minutes and 10 left in the second quarter. We've just had a timeout. We'll catch up with Q in a moment, but beforehand, let's just tell you who the officials, because we haven't even mentioned them. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, because it's important that you know, because we have a whole mishmash of nationalities that are coming here to Kigali to obviously, you know, enable us to understand, you know, what their credentials, because they're fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. We have the crew chief tonight, Hortensia Sanchez Carrizales, who is one of two non-native English speakers to ever referee and officiate in the NBA G League. And obviously, she's alongside Wael Ibrahim from Egypt and Mahmadou Diallo from Mali.
Thank you so much, Usher. Now, Q, what did you pick up from that little timeout?
Well, Miodrag Perisic really emphasizing the importance of the next couple of possessions, focusing on rebounding, really, making sure that they control whatever shot opportunities the Cape Town Tigers put up. If there is a second or third chance, he making sure that they control those rebounds and ensure that they control the possessions, and hopefully they can extend the lead.
That's exactly it. That's what we mentioned earlier, Q. It's a very good point. I mean, you know, it is about
because there's a lot of missed shots. You know, there's a lot of shots that are just like coming off the mat. You've got to be there. You've got to consolidate, get possession, because you know that the next play is going to be important. And, you know, they both got to tend, you know, their own citadel at the back court, because obviously it's going to be very complicated otherwise, especially Cape Town. So they're going to be probably, and I'm sure that Coach Royce probably said the same thing.
Well, talking about that, you have Gayazo, who's been doing an incredible job since coming on for Layani to get his team into getting second chances under the rim.
Well, they lost possession there, and the ball comes back out. There's Coles getting the ball out to Solo Diabate. Majok. Slimane, a little bit of space back into the middle, waiting patiently to find their way through. Here's Coles Jr. Slimane comes up against Clay Anthony early. That's a beautiful block. Look at that. He's made that. How about that? That is sensational. Gets the ball out to Preston. Gayaz is the man next to him. Majok as well. And he scores. It's a big score. Straight to the free throw line. They needed that. It was a big statement play, that was.
It is a great matchup there. Billy Preston up against Majok. Majok was a star player for U.S. Monastir. And looking at the other side of the court, Slimane losing the ball. He was a little bit hesitant on taking the shot. And it's been tight for U.S. Monastir since the start after that timeout.
But the flap shot by Billy Preston, when you just think that he doesn't have anything left, he's still got the fingers that just curl around the ball and flap it up, and it goes down. It's beautiful. Cody Boyce will be very happy with that, because they've got to keep U.S. Monastir in intact, because if they don't, they know how complicated it will be. We know that U.S. Monastir punish teams. We've seen it before. If you hit back immediately, then you can keep them close to you. Then afterwards, well, anything's possible.
We know that basketball is a game of runs, and that is exactly what the Cape Town Tigers are trying to avoid here. Just to make sure that U.S. Monastir works so hard in every ball possession and, you know, limit them and see if they can run transition and make it count.
You know, I don't know. Q was listening into that timeout, of course, with Coach Perisic. But there must have been another spy in there as well, because every rebound has been taken. And you can see that it's obviously working an absolute treat. And that's a big score again from that man, Preston.
It's 10 points for Billy Preston, and he's the highest scoring player so far on the court. And you can see why. He's been walking his socks off and giving Cape Town Tigers an edge in this game.
Gayaza, shot clock down to 6 seconds. Where's this going to go? Solo Diabate out to Julius Coles Jr. And again, they just rebound well. And Kabongo picks it up, slowing it down, just not getting tugged into the game that Monastir want to play. It's a 5-point lead. And honestly, they're in a pretty good place so far.
Well, Coach Relton Boysen will be very proud of the Cape Town Tigers. They've scored 6 unanswered points since that timeout, and things are looking good for them. And we have a 5-point game, Robbie.
It's interesting. It's very drama-laced so far. There's a lot going on. U.S. Monastir with this man. Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? The sumptuous 3-point from downtown from that man, Diabate.
Diabate with a great shot selection there to give Monastir some breathing space in this game.
No one to rebound after the Ganapamo down the left side this time. Capable of shooting from every corner of this court, of course, but on that occasion, doesn't drain. Slimane out wide. Coles Jr. Oh, it's been flung back. Good opportunity. We know how quick he is to race down there and try and pick it up, but he doesn't manage to get there first, but they will get possession back.
We're looking at the body language for the Cape Town Tigers, and here we have NBA legend Ian Mahimi alongside Sarah Chan, head of scouting in Africa for the NBA's Toronto Raptors.
Of course, an NBA champion with the Dallas Mavericks, of course, which was the one ring that he managed to pick up. Fantastic. Of course, played for France, but is very strongly connected to Benin.
It's a big score. He needed that, Prince Lowe, didn't he? 3 points. And sometimes, you know, as soon as you start to sort of, you know, get the engine going, you can steamroll and go fast forward into that top gear. Prince Lowe's done that before.
Well, Prince Lowe, as the captain, he's trying to make sure things, you know, go well for the Cape Town Tigers here and, you know, get themselves into a chance of making it to the semi-finals.
Liani frustrated because he didn't manage to get the layup, but he will go to the free throw line for two shots. And let's have a look who picked up that that foul there. It is that man is Sibanyoni, I think.
Kosinati Sibanyoni picking up the foul.
That's right. Thank you, Q. Liani and this team, of course, they recently crowned Tunisian champions.
Monastir, a team representing an incredible city, very small in Tunisia, 100,000 inhabitants, but with a lot of heart, I should say, that they bring to the BAL. And the players know it, that they're playing for the people back home, but also not just for the people of the city of Monastir, but really Tunisia as a country.
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world, in fact, just on the coast, and some beautiful sandy beaches around there. Oh, that's a wild pass, that is, and that's a mistake. They're the kind of mistakes they can't afford to make if they want to compete against this team. That was a little mistake there from Tolo Lilogonolo.
Yes, he'll be feeling bad about that.
7 points, you just don't want it to extend. Yeah, there's a travelling call. Solo Diabate, you know, he hesitated with the pass. You can see the gesture after that, decided not to. And then, of course, afterwards, picked up by the officials who will, well, they've got a, they're as sharp as African desert eagles, the officials here in Kigali.
Yes, as they say these days, they're very wok.
Wok. Love it. There you go. Prinsler, you got 3 minutes left in the half, of course. Longo, oh, there's Gayaza this time, who just manages to get in the way. And it was Mufokeng, sorry, who was trying to go for the shot. Oh, Liani! He does that! He does it in a big way.
That's a very big one from Liani, deservedly so. He's been incredible in this game on both ends of the court. And he's just, you know, feeling the good vibe and getting US Monastir to have that rhythm.
Feeling the good vibe. I think he wanted to set up a hammock on that ring, I think. That's an amazing shot as well. Big statement shot as well coming in. Needed to get that as well, having missed out on his effort earlier. Mufokeng doing the business there, the former Ugoli Magic man.
It's very important for Mufokeng to deliver in this manner, especially when you have most of the starting five off the court. Just have Prince Lowe, so to have the bench players, you know, be part of the offensive run will be huge for the Cape Town Tigers.
Well, that was the block there from Gayaza, and this was the Liani dunk, smashing it big time, making a statement, as happy as you can be.
And the celebration there, incredible.
Well, they've that's not a great pass, is it? I just want to go to Q and just pick up on what his thoughts are about this encounter. Cape Town doing really well to stay in there. They're just not allowing Monastir to get away too much. What do they need to do to just improve on their performance so far, Q?
I think they're going to have to tighten up their rotations, Robbie. They're going deep into their bench, and this is a tricky period of play right now, especially going with the 7 or 8 deep, and this is the period of play where US Monastir seem to capitalize. They rely on their starting five quite a bit, but I think in the second half they will tighten up this rotation because I don't see it working going deeper into the game.
US Monastir 50% in their field goals, 39 for Cape Town. They could improve a little bit on that. Thanks, Q. Come back to you a little bit later. 118. And there is the foul that's being committed there by Julius Coles Jr. Just clamping and just charging, and it will be his. It's a second team foul, of course, as you heard from the announcer.
Well, talking about rotation, Mike Kabongo is back on the floor. He replaces Tolo, who did a great job to get that foul there. And it's still kept on Tigers' ball possession.
Coles Junior's second foul as well. Preston has it. Preston over the top. It goes! And that is a beautiful score as well. A mid-range two and an important one at a key time in this encounter. Just over a minute left in the half. Dixon out to Diabate. Leani's made space. They need to be well organised. Julius Coles down the right-hand side. Oh, Solo Diabate. He's got lightning speed, of course. Gets it back out. There's a chance here for Coles. Over the top it goes. Gayaza.
Gayaza's really mastered the art of cleaning up nicely for US Monastir. And that means that the Cape Town Tigers need to do a better job on being aware inside that paint.
I think Mottman's getting a bit jealous with the way that he's cleaning up in a big way here on the court. Quite extraordinary, isn't it? Came across, did the business, made it his. 42-33, Dixon with Gayaza. And there's Diabate picking the ball up on the outside. Just waiting patiently. You can see that the shot clock, well, it's 8-7 seconds, but there's, what, 13 left before the end of the first half. Solo Diabate. It's going to try and go all the way. Goes over the top. The foul has been committed. And he hits the deck. Diabate of the Côte d'Ivoire. And they go to the free throw line with 8 seconds remaining.
Well, obviously, the Cape Town Tigers, they have to do a better job on playing clean defense without picking up those fouls. And looking at that drive from Solo Diabate, that's exactly what he brings into this game for US Monastir.
Right, Cape Town Tigers taking a timeout now, just to regroup themselves, just stopping them in their rhythm. They will go back to the free throw line, but it obviously gives us a chance to just analyse a little bit what's been taking place here. And I think, you know, it's been pretty impressive what they've been doing at US Monastir. We expect them to go ahead just as they get threatened, you know, offensively. They've got lots of tools and weaponry, Cape Town Tigers, but when they're not hitting their shots, of course, US Monastir will just pick off their points following phase of play.
Well, you talk about US Monastir, but it's been a very quiet time for a terrible job for US Monastir, but that's the beauty about having a deep bench and the team that is well-rotated. Coach Perisic has been doing an incredible job, and you can see that this is a well-oiled team that is looking to be consistent in this game. They've been doing a great job, and now they have a 9-point lead.
We're going to go to Q. Q, Clay Anthony Early, a wonderful recruit. We've seen what he's capable of doing. He's not just the key player that they're going to have to go to, but I think that, you know, what he started to do in the first quarter was quite remarkable. Will they be leaning on him to really bring together some key plays in the second half?
I think you already see his leadership on the floor. He's commanding the ball. He's asking Kabongo to give him the ball so he can go ahead and be the decision maker and the playmaker for the team. This is, of course, to do with his NBA background. He's actually played 2 seasons out there with the New York Knicks, and it's interesting to watch the chemistry between him and Billy Preston, because, you know, figuring out where and how the ball rotates and slotting in Ganapamo is going to be one of the key factors in seeing how well the Cape Town Tigers do in the second half.
And we'll keep our eyes on that. He's not on the court at the moment. There you go, 3 rebounds for Leani. He's been showing us what he's capable of doing. 8 points, of course, but Gayaza with 10. Dixon with 10. Two players in double figures already, with Billy Preston the only player with 12. You can see the communication there, which is obviously important. Relton Boyson talking with Clay Anthony Early. These are the guys who are going to have to sort of be able to communicate and get that machine moving. 8 seconds left to play before the end of the half. As the ball comes out, Billy Preston tries to turn his man, and a little bit of a battle, a hustle, and that's the end of the half. They did a brilliant job there, US Monastir, to rip the ball out of their possession, and it's all credit to them. So it's still 44-33. US Monastir lead Cape Town Tigers. We will take a break and we'll be back just in a few moments' time. It's halftime here at the Kigali Arena.
Welcome back, listeners. It's 44-33. US Monastir is beating Cape Town Tigers. On the phone, we have Sonny Young. Sonny, Sonny, can you tell us more about the game right now?
Yeah, Dan, it's been a good game. I mean, I think the Tigers have really shown a lot of grit and fighting spirit. But right now, Monastir up by 11 points, 44-33. I think Monastir might make a few adjustments going into the second half. But right now, Monastir, they appear to be in control, Dan. I think they're going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, if I would see Cape Town being a little more of, like, attacking the paint. They're doing a great job against Monastir. And Monastir is a well-established team, very known. They know with each other how to play with each other. And 10 points isn't a bad down right now. If it was 20, it'd be a different story. But being down 10 points at halftime, don't have your head down too low. You know, that's just a couple threes, a couple free throw line jump shots, and you're right back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, the three-point shot is key, Dan. That can bring you back very quickly. Billy Preston, I think he hit at least one three for the Tigers in the first half. He leads all scorers with 12 points. Billy Preston with 12 points for the Tigers. And Dan, the musician Billy Preston, do you remember him? Was that before your time? Billy Preston, the musician.
Definitely before my time. Definitely before my time. But for the listeners, why'd you tell them who it is?
They used to call him the fifth Beatle at one point. He actually played on, I think, one or two Beatles albums. He was a keyboardist.
Wow.
Right now, Billy Preston for the Tigers has made some relatively sweet music, but his team trails by 11 points. But let me check out the stats for Monastir. Yeah. The leading scorer is Mohamed Gayaza. He has 10 points to lead them in scoring. And, yeah, they're a veteran team. Gayaza also has 7 rebounds to lead all rebounders here in Kigali. And, yeah, I can't emphasize the experience of Monastir enough, Dan. Remember, they played in the final last year at the same Kigali Arena, losing to Zamalek. I thought they were going to win it last year. I thought they had, you know, the momentum and the talent. I thought they were going to win the final last year. Didn't happen. Zamalek playing in the second quarterfinal on Sunday against Slack. But, yeah, right now, Monastir in control. And that's a good question for you, Dan. What current musician comes to mind when you look at this first half of basketball here in Kigali?
So, say it one more time. What was the question?
What current or a favorite musician of yours comes to mind when you look at this first half of basketball?
Oh, wow.
Kigali, based on what you see. That's a tough one.
I'll say U.S. Monastir might be classical music. You know, yeah, exactly. You know, it's not like they're playing like a crazy, you know, a lot of moves. It's a lot of fundamental. So fundamental and classical music go hand in hand. You know, back in my day, I used to be a piano player. I stopped after four months. I couldn't play. I realized I couldn't play the piano no more.
Hey, Dan, I gotta check with your producer tonight, or excuse me, your sound man, the engineer, is Cornelius, is still in studio. I bet Cornelius remembers Billy Preston, the musician.
That is a question I will ask him when he gets back. I'll ask him that question. What musician, if he was? So then we have Cape Town Tigers. I feel like Cape Town Tigers is more of like an R&B love song going on right now. They're down bad. They just trying to win your heart over right now. So we got R&B. We got classical music.
I like the R&B for the Tigers. I mean, don't ask me to name a song, though, Dan.
No, it's perfectly fine. Yeah. You know, I can sing back in my day too. I was a singer songwriter. You know, I did everything, anything and everything. I dibble dabbled in.
The
But
let me tell our listeners a little bit about the Tigers. They might be in the, I think they might be the newest team in the Basketball Africa League. They were formed only 3 years ago, 2019. They have an American ownership group led by a man, Rafael Edwards, who basically his goal, Dan, was, and he has fulfilled that goal when he basically put the team together. He wanted a team to compete in the Basketball Africa League within 5 years. Well, he's done it in three. The Tigers have made it all the way to the quarterfinals of the Basketball Africa League finals here in Kigali.
Correct.
And I think he's got a lot to be proud of. I mean, his team, you know, going up against veteran teams like Monastir.
Yeah.
And they've done very well. I got a chance to speak with the coach, Relton Boyson, couple times before the Tigers headed here to Kigali, and he was very confident. He said he thought his team could win the whole thing, win the trophy. I don't know if that's going to happen based on the fact they're trailing by 11 points right now at halftime. But I think they've got a lot to be proud of. I know acquiring players for this tournament, you talk about that chess game pregame. I think it is a chess game when it comes to acquiring players. Dan, what specific needs do you have? Do you lack a point guard? Do you lack a big man who can be a force underneath and rebound for you?
And that's what I'm thinking too. I think Cape Town, they're amazing on fast break from the looks of it, and they're and that's how they're beating. That's how they're getting their points that can help them win a game or come back. So that those fast break points, if they can actually – can you hear me, Sonny?
No, go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
So the fast break points are probably what Cape Town Tigers need to do to come back in the game. Play defensively, and then they can come back in the game. But, Sonny, I have another funny question I need to ask you. So
okay.
I think first of all, we need to understand that all our programs are now on voaafrica.com. You can follow Sonny Young on his Twitter and Facebook. And Sonny, I want to do a hashtag. You're in Kigali, Rwanda. You're at the playoffs. We have to do a hashtag. You're out there. Are you ready for it? You ready for this hashtag? You might start a trend.
I'm ready.
All right. So
I love hashtags.
So it is jump shot or of Sunny Side of Sports. However you want to make it, let's make something where you shoot a jump shot, like an invisible jump shot, and it's just show that you're at a game. Okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Jump shot of Sunny Side of Sports. Kind of a long hashtag, though.
Yeah, yeah. Let's try to figure a easier one. Something that just gets something trending on the Twitter and Facebook right now.
Okay, okay. Well, Dan, I know one of our topics during the last phase of games, which were held in Cairo, Egypt, we try to fill our listeners in on that plus minus category and what does it mean? It's kind of a stat that I think hardcore basketball fans know about, but it's basically a tally of all your positives, such as points, rebounds, assists, block shots, and then you subtract your negative qualities, maybe turnovers, and then you come up with a figure. And I think it's a pretty fair category, Dan, when it comes to judging a player's overall effectiveness on the court. So why don't I take a look at the plus-minus for the first half? The player who leads all right now in plus minus looks like it's an American player for Michael Dixon for Monastir.
Oh, wow.
Plus minus of 12, Dan. And I should also point out that he is the co-leader in points with his teammate Gayaza. They each have 10 points for Monastir. What do you think of that plus minus figure, Dan, in terms of effectiveness of a player?
I think it's healthy for after the game. So you can understand, like, hey, I had a bad game, but it can also, like, let you know, like, hey, where can I need improvement on? So if you had a plus on the game, on the court, which means you're passing the ball, you're being really good on defense, you're scoring, you're helping the team have a plus on the game. So whenever you're on the court, it's a plus 7 or plus 6. And, you know, stuff like that can actually help a player and a team win games. Now, if you have a minus, nothing wrong with having a minus and you can still win games. The minus is only for just for you to see what can I need improvement on.
Right, right. Well, Dan, I'm glad you pointed out to our VOA listeners that our programs have now moved to a new website, VOAAfrica.com, VOAAfrica.com. Check it out. You can find all our TV and radio programs, including the Sunny Side of Sports, at VOAAfrica.com. And Dan was talking Twitter and Facebook, and you'll see photos and videos at VOAAfrica.com.
So what about this? Let's do a hashtag, BAL with Sunny, like just a W, or just BAL Sunny, and then just a jump shot. Show us your jump shot. Show us your form.
I like that. I like that idea.
BAL Sunny. There we go. So you have to start the trend, Sunny. I do have to let you know. You have to start the trend. It can be you shooting a jump shot. It can be a trash going into a trash can. It can be a video. It can be anything. It has to do anything with basketball. So BAL only, Sunny. Hashtag.
I like it, Dan, and I hope our listeners might maybe post a video of you shooting a three-pointer.
Exactly, exactly.
I like the idea, Dan.
Yeah.
You can put them on VOAAfrica.com.
Exactly. There'll be a shout out on your radio show.
Yes, definitely. Sunny Side of Sports shout out. Show us your jump shot, like Dan said.
100%.
I know the Basketball Africa League is committed to gender equity.
Yeah.
And speaking of shout out, I want to give a shout out for the officiating troop chief at this Monastir Cape Town Tigers game. She's from Mexico, and I want to try to pronounce her name right. Hortensia Sanchez Cariza. No, excuse me. Hortensia Sanchez Carrizales. Hortensia Sanchez Carrizales. She is the crew chief of this evening's Monastir Cape Town Tigers game. And I think overall, Dan, the officiating during this tournament has been good. One of my pet peeves, Dan, I don't like how they call those quick technical fouls when a player hangs on the rim for maybe one or two seconds longer than they should have after a dunk. To me, that's entertainment. It's great entertainment. It's part of the game of basketball.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, you don't penalize a player for doing that. And I don't really necessarily agree that it's gamesmanship and you're trying to show up the other player.
Yeah.
I think it's more, you know, player being exuberant.
Exactly.
You know, getting caught up in the moment. And why do you need to call a technical foul on him for that?
Yeah, so there is a couple things. So, Sonny, like, you cannot hang on a rim unless if there's a ball and you're trying to land properly. You know, that's the only way you can hang on the rim. But was it worth the technical? No. We can't speak too much about it because the refs are doing an amazing job, a fantastic job. But I do want to say one last thing before the game comes back on, is that one update I hope Cape Town Tigers can actually do, and I said it earlier already, is hit the open shots. They're going to get more open shots in the second half. I hope they can hit their second shots and make it a closer game.
Well, Dan, let's see if they can cut into that Monastir lead. Monastir lead 44-33 at halftime. The players are huddling up now at the Kigali Arena, and they're getting ready to get back on the court. I'm VOA Sonny Young at the Kigali Arena. Dan Brown, here in Studio 3, Washington, D.C. And Dan and I will be back after the game for our post-game thoughts.
I'll see you soon.
No wonder. You could see that they fought back, especially in the second half, and the Cape Town Tigers have to come back with that very exact attitude and see if they can ask the questions that U.S. Monastir will not be able to answer.
Well, you've got to look at that 68% on the interior, 13 of 19. It's just too high for U.S. Monastir. They've got to be contests. It's a little bit too easy, but some of that has got to do with second chance points, and it really is a focus area, I think, in the second half.
We are going to keep eye on what's going to be happening here. You know, the focus on the different zones, the focus on the matchups, always very interesting. And you can see we have, well, the starting fives, I think, pretty much everyone's on. If I can just pick it up, here is that man. Here he is, early going up, and there's a tip in. Beautiful tip in there from Peter Prinsloo. And it was Early who went down the side and tried to knock it down, first of all, 44-35.
It is 5 points for Prinsloo.
It's a big statement. That's a big three from Dixon. And Dixon just also getting himself up to 13 points now. Top scorer for U.S. Monastir.
Well, Dixon punishing the Cape Town Tigers, who left him with acres of space. And he made no mistake and scored that three-pointer.
Billy Preston missing the three-pointer there, the big shot there. It's Tunisia against South Africa here. And a little bit later on, we have Egypt up against Guinea as Liani. And he's going to be penalised for that. And the charging foul, of course. And it's going to be, possession is going to be picked up by Cape Town.
It's his first foul, Liani, in this game. And looking at that replay there, Prinsloo with a good putback. And on the other side, Dixon doing the job and shooting from behind the arc to extend U.S. Monastir's lead in this game. It's a 12-point game.
47-35, Prinsloo in the paint, tries to go for a little, the little shot in the paint, trying to drop it over the top, but it doesn't fall. Again, he's just a little bit too hard, and there's another foul.
Just a correction on the shot clock. They did not reset it, so they're going to go back up to 14 seconds.
Thank you, Q. It's Kabongo. Kabongo, which have the acceleration into the hands of Preston. Screen, Prinsloo. Big shot for Prinsloo. Prinsloo knocks down a big aerial bombardment shot. Loving it big time. Big score for him, up to 8 points.
Well, you can see the celebration and what it means for Prinsloo as they bring this game into a single-digit deficit so far, 9 points.
Cole Studio gets the ball out. Sliman gets rid of his defender, cuts around the outside. Little hook shot. It's sumptuous, and it drops as well. Beautifully done there from the veteran Sliman.
Good presence there from Cleantony early in the paint to force the basket.
Got to remain focused. Look at that. That's nearly a fantastic score there from Early, but he can't manage to get that shot in. Madjok unable to take the pass. A little bit of frustration there from Dixon. Just eating his hands. That's the gesture, because it just wasn't meticulously delivered. But look at that little the hook shot there. Perfect from that man, Sliman.
Sliman brings a lot of experience into this U.S. Monastir side. And you can see that every time he's on the floor.
Yeah, he's got a deft touch, hasn't he? It's really frustrating for anybody who plays against U.S. Monastir. You get some momentum. Prinsloo going out for another big three-pointer. And he hits double figures, 11 points. Prinsloo on fire.
It is an 8-point game, Robbie, and you start to feel that the Cape Town Tigers are comfortable. They're doing everything to make sure they stay in this one.
It's another big 3-pointer, this time from Madjok, responding every time. And Q, that's one of the things that we know U.S. Monastir are fully capable of doing. They're difficult, they're virtually impossible to play, really, aren't they?
They are inside, outside, and it gives them so much versatility. And also, they really do share the ball well when they stay in their system.
so much passing around, twice as many assists than Cape Town at the moment, because they wait patiently. They wait patiently for players like that to pop up from absolutely nowhere, from no man's land, take the pass, drain the shot.
It is great eyes there from Ater Majok, who gives Layani a great pass under the hoop, and he delivers 2 points. And make sure that U.S. Monastir still have a double-digit lead in this game.
Perfectly done, and he's got his range as well. When Pritzlow's got his range, you know that anything's possible. And okay, they're still trading by 12 points. They do have possession. It's in the hands of Kabongo, and the ball being picked up. It's a good long-range effort there. Oh, neatly delivered by that man, Preston, pressing the right buttons.
There's a great shooting clinic going on Port Robbie, and we love to see it.
Kabongo in the face of Coles Jr.
Well, the Cape Town Tigers have to do a better job on defense. When you look at Cleantoni. And here you have Coles Jr. He's been quiet in this one.
A bit of an issue there because it's Kabongo's third personal foul. He's the first player to go up for three. 6:26 left in the third, so he's going to stay out of trouble. Remember, he's been fouled out of the game before the end of an encounter. If we went all the way back up to the Nile Conference when we were in Cairo, he needs to stay out of that troublesome zone.
It comes with the job, Robbie, when you're point guard.
Yeah, I want to ask Hugh about that, you know. Comes with a job. Maiwe with a big shot. It goes high, but it doesn't drain. Doesn't fall, doesn't sink. Picked up by this man at Coles Jr. Hugh.
It's definitely going to be important this period right here. You know, the switches and the rotations that we're seeing, Robbie, happening on the floor with Maiwe on and the matchups that happen. This particular part where it's the 10-point game is crucial right now.
Yeah, getting the right. The trouble is, U.S. Monastir have got options. They come off the bench and they always gel and they find solutions. And this is Layani, who picks the ball up. Dixon with a big three-pointer from downtown. Dixon making another big statement there, and he moves up to 16 on the scoreboards.
Well, that's what he brings to this team. They swing that ball, make sure he's in a perfect position in acres of space to make sure that he delivers behind the arc. And he's done that tonight.
Well, it's just coming off the medal, and it's been picked up by Cole Jr., who's put in a really good performance so far. One of the new recruits, of course, for U.S. Monastir. Majok, this time it's not good enough. Kabongo says, leave it for me. I want that. That's mine, to that man, Sibanyoni.
It looked like a rushed shot there from Majok. He had a lot of time to look for other options, but Cape Town Tigers have the possession.
But when you see the tactics, there's a nice little... Oh, they've got to get that. That's a perfect rebound to try and drain there from Sibanyoni. Misses out. Cole Jr. Sends it out to that man. Sleeman drives through the paint.
Easy teamwork there. And for Sleeman to drive to the paint with Majok protecting the paint and to give him the highway.
15-point lead. They've got to get some points back. Here's Kabongo looking for options. Gets the ball out to early mid-range two. Again, well, the percentages are dropping now because they're not hitting their range. And there's a bit of communication taking place between the players with Kabongo just talking with early. They need to remain focused. They need to just remain confident as the ball comes back off. Now is a good opportunity. Early goes up. It goes up. It doesn't drain. And he doesn't get the score, and there is a foul that's going to go against U.S. Monastir, just getting in the way. But let's find out if Clay Anthony Early's okay. Hit the deck hard, didn't he?
That looked very intense there. I'm looking at the replay.
So Dixon just crashing into him like a locomotive. 59-44 is the scoreline here. 123 left. We'll be back in a small moment.
Welcome back, VOA listeners. This is VOA's own Daniel Brown. Also, my nickname is Downtown Brown. So by all means, if you see me, whatever, say, nice to see you, Downtown Brown. That's my little nickname. But in today's game, it's 59-44. Monastir is winning right now. They're having a slow, they're taking the game over bit by bit, which is what Monastir are wanting right now. They're hitting the clutch threes. They're driving to the paint. This is the more advanced team that we're looking at right now. We had to take a quick timeout break because there was a possible injury on the play due to a missed alley-oop that just happened recently. Hopefully the player's okay. We'll get a little bit word later if he's feeling okay. You know, the fall was a little bit harder than expected. But right now, So my two cents right now for this game, you got a team, you got Monastir that is well-established, well-played. They're just picking them apart right now. And you can see this is the more advanced team. And I mean in an advance as in a you know, just they're more established. They're more mature. They know how to handle the situations, playoff times. And that's what I mean by that. And then you have Cape Town Tigers, which nothing. They just have to – they have to do smarter plays – and make their jump shots. As simple as that, they're getting into the paint properly. If they can just continue to get into the paint and hit the threes, hit the wide open threes, they'll be perfectly fine. We're going to come back to the game right now. Like I said, it's 59-45 or 44 with 4 minutes left together, four minutes left in the third quarter, and let's go back to the game.
Early has a chance to drop in a couple of points. As it stands, I think that he's been in a pretty good place, but he'd like to get some more points. Trying to get himself into double figures and be the second player in double figures. Preston with 15. Q, did you manage to get your glass out and go against the wall and listen in to what was going on over there?
I tried my best Usher impression and hopefully it worked out, but coach...
No one's that good. Come on, we know what she does. She's in disguises all the time, Q. Sorry, go on.
Coach Miodrag Perez really just saying that his team shouldn't get stressed if Cape Town Tigers make a couple of shots. What they got to do is stay locked in on defense and just continue to control the glass.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? You know, they need to get points. They need to get themselves those shots that will give them the confidence. Big long-range shot going in. It goes very high there from Myburg. Tries to snatch the ball. And now it's a offensive play here with Coles Jr. getting the ball out to Madjok. Madjok out wide. Dixon's been dropping threes in like they've been going out of fashion. Trying to plant some trees. Big trees. Big shots. Big trees.
Dixon has been incredible today for U.S. Monastir. They really need to do a better job of playing defense on him, and there's no better person to do that than Evans Genapama.
No, absolutely. He's elegant as well. He's an elegant shooter. But look at that, Dixon. 18 points, 3 from 5, 3 pointers, 3 rebounds. He's looking pretty good, pretty strong, and pretty much in the mix to, lead his team in the right direction. Myburg goes off. Little break to give him a little bit of a breather. And we've, of course...
The captain, Lebessa Selepe.
Peter Prinsloo coming on.
Actually a veteran, huh? He's one of the only three players that have not yet played in this game being introduced now.
That's a fantastic score. Fantastic score. So Lebessa Selepe, you're absolutely right. Here he is coming on and looking to try and make an impact. Coles Jr. has been impressive from, as far as I'm concerned, finding his place in this US Monastir team. You know, it's such a well-drilled machine as Madjok tries to find his way through the paint. Sliman, long-range shot. Oh, it's metronomic, isn't it? Sliman has been outstanding. 11 points, and that's 3 three-pointers for him now. But a reaction shot there from Garapano.
With 8 points now in this game. He's been quiet, and now I think he's stand on his shooting gun.
Here we go. We'll see. He's going to be so important. Gayaza, what can he do? Doesn't get his range right. Taken well. Picked up by Clay Anthony early. The pass down that line. Gayaza just gets in the way, knocks it out. It will be Cape Town Tigers who get their claws back on the ball.
Good reaction there as Madjok told Gayaza to look out for Garapamo. He was able to intercept that pass.
teamwork, you'd say, Robbie.
It's just the experience and the, you know, the players that we've actually got on court at the moment. When you actually look at this, you know, it's a pretty strong three-pointer. I was waiting for it. It went in. It's big. And these are big statements, statement shots coming in from Cape Town Tigers saying, guys, we're not going to go out without a fight. We are going to fight until the very end. These Tigers are in town for a reason, I can tell you that. Sliman, oh, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Sliman.
Clinic. Absolutely amazing.
Whose clinic is it?
What teams? It is the
whose clinic is it?
Sliman clinic.
Well, it's a time for Preston. Preston tries to go up. Oh, it's Prinsloo does really well. Look at that. Hustle, hustle, believe. And the shot coming in. Guadapamo. Oh, it's been gone down. Beautiful shot, 69-54. Things are starting to turn around. Momentum is the name of the game.
It is end-to-end stuff here at the Kigali Arena. And this is the sort of, you know, display that you want to see, especially here at the playoffs.
Labissa Silipi with his first foul.
And you know, Hugh talked about Coach Perisic saying that his team should not get worked up just because the Cape Town Tigers are scoring, and you can see they're doing exactly that. You score, we score, you score, we score. And it's a good run of show so far.
Yeah, it is indeed. Q, what's your make on this? How this momentum, this confidence, need to keep it going, right?
They certainly do, and they still haven't found a way to contest inside the paint. Gayaza comes in, scores that too. They still at a prolific 70% inside the paint. The Cape Town Tigers have got to pick their poison at this point.
Yeah, and when you actually look, you know, the points in the paint, you can set 30 for US Monastir, 20 for Cape Town. You know, Madjok hasn't spent too much time in the paint. That's the crazy thing about it. Long range shot goes down. That's a beautiful score. Beautifully done there by Silipi.
Levesa Silipi bringing that veteran experience into the BAL playoffs to make sure that the Cape Town Tigers still have a say in this game. And now we have a 12-point game.
I think Silipi's going to get picked up. Just lent into Coles Junior. That'll be his second foul. Just a little bit, just too much movement. You could see that the shoulder dipped marginally. It was just enough for him to get picked out by the officials. And that's three team fouls each. We've got, well, not too much time left on the clock either. Seven seconds on the game. Well, that's what we got sorted. Now, 7 seconds. 7 seconds. Solo Diabate, he's done it before. And this time he doesn't manage to do it again. Sliman, I don't believe it. Surely not. On this occasion, he doesn't get it. And that will give them a bit of confidence going into the fourth quarter. Cape Town Tigers, they trail by just 12 points. Game on, going into the fourth. 71-59, US Monastir lead the Tigers of South Africa.
Welcome back, VOA listeners. This is VOA's Downtown Brown. It's your guy. Listen, we have Sonny in Rorali. We have Sonny on the phone. Sonny, you know, it's some of my words. I was trying to say all the shooting going on, this basketball three-pointers. I don't know what to do. I'm losing my mind right now.
Yeah, hello, Dan, and hello to all our VOA listeners from the Kigali Arena. Right now, Monastir, they led by 11 points at halftime. Now they lead by 12 points, Dan, 71-59. I got to believe, based on what I've seen so far, that Monastir is once again going to advance to the semifinals. But you know, it's basketball, and Dan, a few three-pointers, Monastir can be right back in it. But right now,
yeah,
71-59 in favor of Monastir. I'll send it back to you, Dan, in Washington.
Thank you so much, Sonny. So in today's game right now, it's slowly taken away. You know, this is like I said in the timeout previous, this is an exact example of a well-established team learning and winning a playoff game. It's 100%. U.S. Monastir has done this multiple times with multiple teams, and it's showing, and it's not even showing. It's you see the full game of basketball. You know, with the end of the third quarter, there was like about 13 seconds left. You can see the poise of the team. They literally said one shot left. And you, if you see that and you watch the rest of the game, you see they pass the ball. You know, back in my day when I used to play basketball, we had a coach, and we all loved breakfast food. He said, okay, well, what type of breakfast food do you have? I was like, I like bread. Some people like biscuits. He said, now, let's say the hoop is jam or peanut butter jelly, whatever dipping butter, you know, whatever you want to say. He said, pass the biscuit five times before you get to the jam. And I was like, wait a second. I can't just have the bread just now. He's like, no, because we're a team. Maybe he wants some bread. Maybe they want some food. Maybe they want it's making a team look better as a team. So before I go on another tangent on the game and my analyst, we're going to go back to the game.
And Sliman just missing two three-pointers now. They make that ball safe. We're going to catch up with Q because Q has most definitely been listening in at a very crucial time of this encounter. The fourth quarter, it's win or go home. What were the coaches saying? Where were you?
I went to the Cape Town side, Tiger side, obviously, just to try and see what I could get from the bench. And the most important thing was the defensive rotation. Obviously, a lot of talk around Sliman and how he's getting open. And they're trying to fix that rotation to see if they can take away those three-point opportunities and force them to score in a different way in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, twos are better than threes for Cape Town, of course, and at the moment you can see that they are going around the outer perimeter. They're bombarding left, right. They do have many options, but as it stands, didn't manage to score off that Cape Town, so they get the ball back, Sliman, and now they take it up court with this man, Solo Diabate. Dixon to Madjok. Madjok Preston, big battle. Prinsloo lost possession there. Really good defensive play. Q, you're right on Q. You're always on Q. We know what you're talking about. Usher, the hustle and the battle on court is entering a different dimension. I get the impression now.
Well, you look at Cleanthony early and the kind of energy and vibe he brings into the Cape Town Tigers just goes to show you that it is a great addition. He didn't play in the Nile Conference last month, but he's been doing a great job so far on the court.
Prinsloo, he's going downtown again. This time the range just a little bit to the left. It's still a 12-point game. Those are the shots that they need to drain, and you can see that, US Monastir taking the ball quickly up court. Diabate just calmly waiting, and then he goes for the shot, and he gets his shot as well. It's a big, big score for him. The Ivorian smiling, the smiling assassin. We've seen a few of those over the last 24 hours, and they're coming back to take advantage. And Galapamo just unable to get his shot, falls back into the bench of US Monastir, back up on his feet.
We're looking at US Monastir and how they've been able to deliver on both ends of the court. The consistency is what has been key.
And it's foul number three for Madjok. And that's only he's the first player in US Monastir to pick up a third foul, of course. That's three team fouls as well, 8:28. Need to be a little bit careful there. Very well disciplined, Cape Town Tiger at the moment. Had a good thing or a bad thing? Q, is it a good thing or a bad thing when you don't see too many fouls up there? Because it basically means that you haven't been aggressive enough. True or not?
Your interpretation absolutely correct. And I mean, that 70% again, that points in the paint got to be a little bit more contested, but right now, it doesn't matter. This fourth quarter, they've got to find ways to get three or more possessions away from this US Monastir team.
It's a big shot, but the big shot doesn't get drained. Prinsloo up against Madjok, tries to hit the boards, that comes back out. Solo Diabate gets the ball out wide. Dixon, loads of time, drains his shot. Dixon in the house. Dixon raising the roof here at the Kigali Arena with another the massive shot. He is now moving up to 21 points, the first player to go over into the 20s.
We just literally talked about defense and how important it is. Evans Ganapamo has to do a better job on Dixon. He had a lot of space to, think about his shot, and he was able to deliver.
Off his fingertips and out of play, and it's a US Monastir who pick up possession. And you can just see how things change so, so quickly. I think we've got a timeout called by Cape Town. And we're going to take a break. 77 for US Monastir, 59 for Cape Town. 7:32 left on the clock.
You're listening to VOA. This is VOA's Downtown Brown. And you just heard the quick game update. Big three that Monastir just shot just now on a quick fast break. The game is starting to take away. You know, like I said, you know, there's a lot of things that Monastir is doing that is very at a high efficient level, passing the ball, swinging the ball around, playing as a full team at their top time to play, especially in this playoff game. Cape Town Tigers, they're doing too much too fast. They just need to slow it down, work the game a little bit better. Outside that, they're playing the game correctly. You know, it's just hitting your open shots. If it wasn't for them hitting open shots, this game would be a different score. So, with needless to say, all I got to say is swing the ball around a little bit more, Cape Town Tigers. Just hit your open shots. Play as a team. Play more fluid. Have your defense switch up matchups. Maybe switch up a little bit more. Play full court press. And outside all of that, I think you might come back in this game. And if I was the coach right now, I'll tell him, like, he looks really frustrated. That defensive breakdown, it happens, and they need to fix that before they go back and to play the game. We're going to go back to the game. You'll hear me, Sonny, Jackson, everybody. Everyone's going to be on the phone at post-game. All right.
We are at 77-59. U.S. Monastir of Tunisia are leading Cape Town at the moment and doing a pretty good job. They are 18-point lead and 7:32 left on the clock. I just want to bring in Q for a moment just to... I think I want to pick your brains just about the state of play, the situation in South Africa regarding basketball. There's been a big project with NBA Africa working down in Joburg and across the country. What's going on down there at the moment, Q?
The Cape Town Tigers have certainly spotlighted and given a focus on what's happening in South Africa. We have developing leagues in different areas, our professional league growing every day. But that the program that you're talking about, Robbie, is a partnership between the NBA and the Royal Bafokeng. They've got the largest junior NBA program on the continent, and they've just re-signed to make that program even more of a reality. It's been the longest running program. They've serviced over 100,000 kids, and they are going to continue to grow there. And I think that just... A great statement for basketball in South Africa, and it's a way to help develop the game.
And we saw lots of, nearly keeping the ball in play there early, but it was just close, just went over, but he dived for it. That's what they're doing here. They're throwing everything into it. And we saw lots of kids as well getting really involved, and there was a lot of interest down there for that project that just took place, wasn't there?
It's not only about basketball, but it's the opportunities around the game, and we've seen there's been an emphasis here as well in the Basketball Africa League. It's the play on the court, but also what you can utilize the platform for. You can turn it into education. You can turn it into a profession. You can turn it into a career.
Yeah, and very, very impressive indeed. And you also got involved with some of the kids regarding the commentary as well. So there are opportunities. It's not just, as I said, about basketball. Usher knows all about this as well. It really is a platform to enable people to get involved in different projects that are taking place. And there's been a new office with NBA Africa opening up in Lagos, in Nigeria. We know that this is, you know, a long-term project, a healthy project, not just for children, for education, but also for the environment. We've seen with the Threes for Trees, a massive, massive project that is trying to plant trees for every 3 points that's been scored, or any tweet or hashtag or whatever that's been put up on the social platform. It's fantastic. It really is a big, giant platform of development in so many different areas.
The buzzword is ecosystem, and I'm sure Asha can speak a little bit about BAL for her as well. You know, they literally take all of the aspects and all of the problems that we see in the society, and we try and find solutions utilizing this athletic and this great platform.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Q. Just this afternoon, there was a BAL for her event here in Kigali, where young ladies from around the country, and not just Rwanda, there's Cameroonians, Tanzanians, all that study and live here in Kigali, just, you know, getting them into a space where they can talk to women leaders in sports and just telling them you don't really have to play the sport, but you can be part of of the sports ecosystem. And I was just really honored to be part of that, and you know, to encourage them and show them you can have a career in sports. You could be a physiotherapist, you could be a DJ, you could be a fashion designer, you know. I mean, I'm looking for one.
You're looking for a fashion designer? You
yes,
don't need
sir.
One. You
yes,
don't need
I
one.
Mean.
Look at you. You're dressed up to the nines. I've never seen anybody so well dressed ever in my life. There you go. You know, I'm not just talking about Africa, I'm talking about anywhere in the world. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, guys. That's really, really interesting. And get on the BAL website to follow up with all of this information that we just mentioned, because there's so much going on. We can see that they have possession here, and it's time for Cape Town to try and hit back. 7 minutes left on the clock. Great opportunity for them to now come to the fore. Tunisia up against South Africa. US Monastir, big shot coming off the metal. Dixon is there to make the rebound. Slimane's down there, of course. He's always prowling around, waiting to try and get the pass. Gayaza also showing some very, very aggressive play in the paint. Hugh put a focus on him coming off the bench. You know, there are a few players who can come off the bench and have such a massive impact. Just remember, Solo Diabite, he is actually coming off the bench. One player. We've had Gayaz who's come off the bench. Two players who've had such a massive impact on this performance tonight.
Well, you talk about the bench. It's been a very quiet night for Ater Majok, who was U.S. Monastir's best player in the Sahara Conference. You know, he had four double digits in there in the tournament, and you see that they've made sure he's quiet tonight. But it doesn't mean so much for U.S. Monastir. Gayaza and Layani have been incredible in the paint. They're already in double figures, 13 for Gayaza and 10 for Layani.
Yeah, but I think that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, sharing the love, and that's exactly what they do. Long-range shot coming in from Kabongo. They're all capable of filling in and covering, and that's because they've got numerous systems. It's a ball that's being flung out wildly, tidied up there by Dixon. Slimane behind the back pass there to Diabate, but the foul has been committed, and I think that's going to be Libisa Silipe, the former Josie Nuggets, who picks up another foul. And I think it's that foul number 3 for him. Yes, it is.
Well, Silipe, very unnecessary foul there. With his experience, he should have done better. I mean, there were options. Cleantony early was literally in front of Solo Diabate and had his hands up in a way that could have stopped him.
6:25 on the clock, and the Ivorian dropping in his first. Well, Tuleani's about to come on. I think Majok's about to switch with him. You know, with the way that US Monastir are playing, they've got a 20-point lead. Okay, this could turn around. It's not too late. We saw how Reg managed to reel in FAP yesterday to the point where it was very close at the very end. The fact is that it didn't happen, but they were only one shot away from, you know, beating them. So anything's possible. They've got to get their 3 points, you know, working well. The mechanics have got to happen. It's all about trigonometry, Asha. That's what it is.
Well, absolutely. And you say that stranger things have happened in sports, Robbie.
So many strange things have happened in sports. It's so true. Dixon on the edge, just cutting inside, goes inside. It's a 2-point score there for Dixon. Dixon, just remarkable tonight. A player who's come to the fore, standing up and saying, right, listen, it's going to be one of my top games tonight. It's a quarterfinal playoffs of the Basketball Africa League. I'm present and I'm going to play my heart out. He's put in a very good performance. It's a big shot coming in, comes off the metal, and it doesn't go.
He is flying, Cleveland Thomas. Just echoes what Cleveland Thomas scored for Reg last night. And he has an opportunity today to be the highest scorer in the BAL playoffs this season so far.
It's a comical moment there for Slimane as he just smiled because there was minimum contact, but the contact was there. These officials here, I'll underline it once again, have been top class and throughout, not also through the Sahara and the Nile Conference, a mix of nationalities coming through with different rules, of course, with FIBA and, of course, coming across from the G League over in the United States, and African referees who are obviously coming up through the system and understanding it a little bit more about, you know, the mix that we've actually got here, fitting in perfectly and doing a sterling job.
You talk about nationalities. Hortensia from Mexico, Mahmoudou from Mali and Wael from Egypt. That is really a wide range of expertise and experience that they bring here to the BNL.
And you can imagine when they're in a room just having talking about their cultural, you know, sort of exchanges. You know, it must be really funny, you know.
Absolutely, because you're talking about Spanish speaking, Arabic speaking, and French speaking.
They're probably having a battle. Here's Slimane going in for three. It's a big shot coming off the metal made safe. They're probably talking and arguing about who's got the best pyramid, Mexico or Cairo. There are loads, the Aztecs or the Pharaohs. We're into the paint. It comes back out. It's a wild pass, but it isn't, because Ganapo's there. Ganapo, can he get himself a shot? Ooh, it's been snatched out of the air, and Slimane gets in the way. Kabongo's there. There are two players. This is an easy score. Slimane! With the slam dunk.
Slimane, you wouldn't think he's a 41-year-old player playing like that, jumping like that, the expertise in this game.
Leaping
so far.
Leaping like a desert fox.
Well, he has the Sahara in Tunisia to get such experience.
There you go. There you go, 25 assists, 14. It is a team performance. This is, where's it going to go? Leyani through the paint, no, out wide, of course. The blind pass there by Slimane. And Cole Jr. just trying to get his shot in. Gayaza claims that it came off Kabongo's fingertips, not the case. 4:19 left on the clock. And we've got changes, of course. Lots of changes coming on. And some players who are getting a run out for first time.
Neji Jaziri, who is coming into this game and seeing if he can feel in those big shoes of Dixon.
Well, it's you're just giving away possession like that. That's just not good enough. Kia, we're going to come to you because I want to just ask you about US Monastir. US Monastir, I think that we've seen enough interviews over the past week or two regarding some of the players. I think that one with Atia Majok, you know, stood out from the crowd. Just how hungry he is, you know, to go all the way and get themselves the victory. Let's just follow this. Early, early! It's never too late for early to slam dunk. And there he is. Slimane gets a little bit of contact. He literally straddles the 41-year-old Tunisian. He goes over to say he's sorry, but that's just the way that he went. He didn't do it on purpose, and that's why he's there now. That's called fair play. That's what we like. We hope that Slimane's okay.
It is the sportsmanship. Both men scored the first 2 points of this game and high-fived each other early on in the first quarter. And just to see that moment there just shows you the sportsmanship in this game of basketball here at the BAL.
You know what? It's also a level of frustration in losing the ball as well, you know, initially, because it was Slimane's pass that actually it made the turnover. Q.
Slimane is clearly unhappy still. Actually, chatting to the referee, saying that it was an intentional turn and that the knee was directed towards his neck. And you can see that he's going to take a break and he's a little bit irate. And I'm sure he'll calm down and realize that it from the eye test didn't look like there was any intent from early on the hang.
No, but that's, you know, honestly, he's tried to stay up as long as possible to avoid major contact. So I'm totally with you there, Q. I think that it was just one of those scenarios. Here he is, that man, Majok. Well, he drops in the two. He wasn't going to make that statement dunk, but he does get 2 points up to six. Ball out to Preston.
We're looking at the Cape Town Tigers. They have to make sure they score on this possession to stay in this fixture.
86-65. It's a big shot, but it comes off the metal, picked up by Diabate. And there is a foul. Billy Preston just, he knew that the Ivorian was going to wriggle away and sneak away. He's got the speed of a cheetah, and it was very difficult to try and stop him. So he got in his way. Foul committed. No harm done.
Well, Salo Diabate just getting a good feel of himself on the court. He was injured in December, came back to play the conference games just early in March and got injured again, but now he looks good. He looks good. It's been 2 months of recovery, and he's, you know, bringing that A game to this BAL playoff season.
Salo Diabate. Well, he's a joy to have on your team, isn't he, Solo Diabate? Just all smiles, the Ivorian. Really is a team player, 34 years of age, and of course already crowned King of Africa because he managed to lift the title last year in season one with the Giants of Cairo, the White Knights of Zamalek.
Absolutely.
Houssam Mahemli coming on for his first minutes. And also Mohamed Abassi. Well, Coles Jr. Oh, Majak there to just tidy up.
Majak just getting a good feel of this game right at the end and saying that I'm still here. Do not forget about me.
Q, just your thoughts about, Cape Town. If it doesn't happen this year, I'm sure that they'll come back and they'll come back bigger and better for the next, for the next season if they can.
Well, they've certainly made a noise for Southern African basketball and certainly for our region. Before this BAL, Cape Town Tigers were merely a myth. Now you have a tangible team. You've got some heroes. You look at the way that Billy Preston has played. You look at the impact that a young kid from the East Rand in Gauteng, Nathi Sibanyoni, his name is now known on the continent just because he's on the floor. He's made an impact. Basketball is about creating heroes and basketball is about creating a platform, and this has been significant for South African basketball because the Tigers, I don't think, are going anywhere. They've shown how keen they are with the recruitments that they've had. I'm sure they would have wanted to advance a little bit more, but you're coming up against last year's finalists, and they did say that they were underdogs coming into this game. They'll take this learning. The players that are here, especially the young players, will take that experience with them, and they can only use it to grow a little bit more, and they will get better. They'll have more chemistry. The team will stay together longer because I think this is just the first step in a long journey, especially for the Cape Town Tigers, but it's been a great experience. And for the first time in South Africa, there were watch parties for a basketball game, and these are just some of the spin-offs that happen for the game in our country.
The knock-on effects will be massive, I think, and it's such a great country to jump on the bandwagon. We know about the infrastructure. We know about the interest in sport. I hope this generates, a big future for some of the youngsters coming through who see the likes of Prince Lo and as you mentioned, the likes of Sibanyoni, etc., Salipi, and move in the right direction because it definitely deserves to have a place in Africa in terms of, making inroads for basketball in Africa and in the world.
And really, you talk about the world on the global scene. Everyone knows Cape Town for the wine, for the, Table Mountain, the scenery. It's absolutely beautiful. But now you have Cape Town Tigers to talk about on the basketball scene. And really, it is a great thing to see them here at the BAL.
We are absolutely thrilled to have the Cape Town Tigers. And Rafael Edwards has done a fantastic job. But this is good score. First points there for Abassi. And also, with Relton Boyson, they've left an indelible mark. And this will hopefully be a legacy that will continue and spill into the future as we see Pamo get a big block from Majok. Massive statement there, 220 left on the clock. And another score there for Abassi, 91-65.
Well, Majok there with incredible play to make sure that they score the easy 2 points.
Long-range shot coming in. It's another beauty.
And looking at the game so far, you have to wonder, will U.S. Monastir make it to a century? It's 96-65. It is a 31-point game with 1 hour, 1 minute, 53 seconds to play in the last quarter.
Yeah, there's not much time left, but of course, everybody wants to get on the bandwagon and try and get themselves some points. Majok goes off after making his statement. 8 points, 31 minutes played, 4 fouls. I mean, it's 1:53 left on the clock, so I don't think we're too concerned about the fourth foul because, it's the damage has been done. 96-65, of course. It's 31 points, but Guanapano is going to go up and try and drop in this point here. It doesn't fall, so we get a second chance. good performance from US Monastir. I think business as usual, Usher.
It is business as usual. Of course, like Q said at the beginning of the game, the Cape Town Tigers came into this fixture as the underdogs. You're talking about US Monastir, a team that is 63 years old, has a lot of experience, and especially in the last 10 years, they've been winning trophies at home. Newly crowned champions of Tunisia, they'll be back in the BAL next season. And you can see that that experience has, you know, shown here on the court in this game.
Yeah, there's, 150 left to play, and we'll see exactly if Cape Town can just finish off with a few key points, a few trademark threes, stand up and get themselves involved. It's a nice little huddle here that's taking place, of course, because they know that these are the last few minutes that they'll be playing in this encounter for the BAL for this South African franchise. For Cape Town, of course, for US Monastir, different scenario. They will, of course, be pushing through and going ahead towards the semi-finals, where they will take on, of course, either Slack of Guinea or Zamalek, the Giants of Cairo. And to be perfectly honest with you, that itself, you know, will be just the biggest clash of the Titans and a rematch of last year's final.
Absolutely. Now, Robbie, just to see that Coach Relton Boysen of the Cape Town Tigers has decided to bring on players that have not yet featured in this game in the BAL playoffs: Matthew Williams, Matar Diop, and Liam Reed. At least everyone should get a chance to get a feel of the Kigali Arena.
And that's fair play. You know, that's a really nice gesture. I like that. Ben Myberg, of course, staying on because he's the, he's the point. He's the playmaker. You need to have one player on there who's going to be sort of, you know, taking the ball up court. But otherwise, yeah, it's a nice little gesture. They'll probably, like, hit 12 points in the next, like, 1 minute 40. Oh, that is massive. Massive shot there coming in from Naji Jaziri.
Naji Jaziri, one of the players that have been groomed to take over the Tunisian national team. And he's just gotten his chance here at the BAL playoffs, and he's not wasting it.
Myberg down in that left corner, trying to drop in a high three. It doesn't sink, and it's been picked up, taken forward by Mahemli. We're into, 120 left on the clock, and US Monastir, the second team in the quarterfinals to go past triple digits, of course, following on from Petro Luanda in their victory over AS Salé. Surely it's not going to go in again. That would have been massive. Picked up here by Cholo. And that's beautifully done by Myberg. Beautiful pass, beautiful landed, 100 points to 67.
It is a good display there from US Monastir. But the Cape Town Tigers are still in this one. They're fighting until the very last minute.
And did it come off the leg? I think it came off the leg, so no foul at all. Just it is charged through. Charles Onana, who's the 18-year-old NBA elevate player for US Monastir, of course, coming from Cameroon.
Yes, he is an incredible player. And just being selected to be here in the BAL as a young and upcoming player means so much for Charles Onana.
Forty-five seconds to play, and the last few moments. Tolo has the ball in his hands, gets it down there. There's a good little drive. The drive just a little bit hard off the glass, and defended perfectly by the US Monastir. Well, they're just looking strong. They're just in control. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're on the cusp of victory. And it's a big statement. This is long-range shot coming in. It's a dream score there for the 18-year-old Charles Onana.
Charles Lloyd Onana Awana with his first 3 points at the BAL playoffs.
Just short there for Myberg, snatched out of the sky by the same player. Last few seconds. Is it going to go? Is it going to go? Last chance to Jaziri. Two threes, six threes, call it what you like. It's a double whammy for him, and 107 to 67. The final score here at the
the Kigali Arena. Quarterfinal number three, US Monastir. They're going through to the semi-finals, and they've done it in very strong fashion. It's a big statement, and it's a statement to say, come to us, Zamalek, if you want. We'll take on whoever you want. If it is Slack,
welcome back to our VOA listeners. This is VOA's Downtown Brown. And on the phone, we have Sonny Young, who is in Kigali, Rwanda, at the arena, watching this game. Sonny, this is a pretty bad beatdown, a 40-point beatdown. U.S. Monastir, 107. Cape Town Tigers, 67. Sonny, tell me what's going on over there. How you feel about today's game?
Yeah, Dan, 40 greetings from the Kigali Arena. I actually expected a little closer, Dan. I knew Monastir was amazing. I certainly didn't see them winning by 40 points. But that said, Dan, we were talking about the experience factor.
Earlier in the day.
Monastir is 3 years old, the team itself. Cape Town Tigers are 3 years old. The team was formed in 2019. And I think today the experience of Monastir really showed the way they moved the ball.
Hey, Sonny, so we have a post-game interview going right now. We'll come to you really quickly. 1 second.
Coach did a great job. Coach and staff did a great job, and I'm just happy.
Potentially a finals rematch awaits you in the semifinals. Is that a thought in your mind?
We got to wait to see who's going to win, but we're prepared for whoever. You know, Zamalek's a good team. Slack earned their way here. You know, it's been a great tournament, Basketball Africa League, and we're just excited for what's ahead.
What does this mean for you, and what is the ultimate goal when it comes to this BAL and this playoffs?
Just to grow brand personally and grow the brand, U.S. Monastir. You know, the team lost in the championship last year, so that bad taste is still in our mouth. And we just want to show everybody that we know how to play basketball the right way.
Well, congratulations. Well done today.
Thank you.
And that was Michael Paxton from the U.S. Monastir. And he was just speaking about the win and potential teams that he's going to have to fight play in this next game. Now, there's a couple of things I want. Oh, there's Joakim Noah from the Bulls, a legend for the Chicago Bulls. Had a crazy career with the Chicago Bulls as a power forward. Played with Derrick Rose. Played with Wao Deng, who's also from Africa. And let me just get back to the game really quickly. One thing I would say about today's game was it was two things. One, a team showed up and another team didn't show up. And we can get to the very bottom basics of it, but one team looked like they were cooking food. Another team looked like they were trying to eat. And when I mean the other team was cooking food, they were on fire. They were shooting three-pointers. They're dunking the ball. They're giving their team high five. They're doing a lot of things that, you know, a team should supposed to do. And they have 106 points. You know how hard it is to get 106 points? That is really hard. And I think we have Sonny back on the phone. Sonny, tell us right now. We just mentioned it was a little bit of a beatdown. But what would you say U.S. Monastir needs to do? Can they do this again for another game? That's my next question. Whoever they play next, can you think this team right now can do it again the next team they play?
Well, I think the way the semifinal pairings are set up, Dan, I think, don't quote me, I think Monastir would play they would play Zamalek on Wednesday.
Yeah.
If Zamalek wins the later match on Sunday, which would be a rematch, that'd be a rematch of the 2021 ball final
won by
Zamalek. That's a tough question, Dan. I mean, Zamalek, they looked so good last year against Monastir. But, you know, I think Monastir, in some respects, they remember that loss. And there is that revenge factor. They want to see if they can topple Zamalek this time around. But, you know, getting back to the experience factor, Dan, we talked about it. You know, we already have Petro de Luanda in the semifinals. one of the proudest African teams in men's club basketball.
Right.
We have Monastir through to the semifinals, and more than likely, Zamalek will go through later Sunday. They're playing a debutante team, Flat from Guinea. I think the experience is showing now at this stage of the Basketball Africa League Finals, and so kudos to Monastir. They look really good. Shout out for Dixon, the American point guard.
Yeah.
I think he had 23 points. I think he led all scores.
So
Monastir
was 56% from the field, 72% from just two-point area, 40% from the threes, and then 75% from the free throw line. Just that alone is crazy. That 106 points came from usually in the paint. That's 72%. They're not missing.
No, that's outstanding shooting, Dan, those percentages. Anytime you shoot 40% from three-point territory,
that's hard
I think the barometer at that level, or at that distance, I should say,
right,
is about 33%. You hit 33, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
But you go 40 to 50.
Yeah.
You're in really good shape.
Yeah.
So yeah, Monastir. Their bigs played well against Limon.
Yeah.
There was an incident near the end of the game, and I don't think the Tigers player meant any harm. The Tigers player jumped the ball.
I thought so too.
Sleeman thought he might have done it intentionally, but
no.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And, I think he cooler heads prevailed. And,
yeah, exactly.
So Monastir through once again to the semifinals of the Basketball Africa League Finals.
Yes.
From a atmosphere standpoint, Dan, I love the way the seats are Rwandan colors. Colors of the Rwandan flag. You got yellow seats, and you got green seats, and you got the light blue.
Oh yeah, I see that.
They're all sprinkled around the arena, which is a wonderful touch. The colors of the Rwandan flag, and I think Rwanda has done a great job hosting the Basketball Africa League.
Yeah,
and as our colleague Eddie Rama said earlier during our pregame show, Dan, Kigali Arena has won because they have a three-year contract. I won't say they won, but
right,
they will have the hosting rights to the Basketball Africa League Finals again in 2023, which I think is deserving.
Maybe next year we might see Reg.
Yeah, next year the games will,
at this final stage,
will once again be held here at the Kigali Arena, which, we're talking about, I talked about how new Cape Town Tigers are, Dan, formed in 2019.
Right.
I think that was the same year, this arena was built in 2019. It's a beautiful facility. I think it might be the newest arena in East Africa.
So, Sonny, I have a question.
I don't know about Africa overall. Africa's a huge continent.
It's
the newest and it's the biggest arena in East Africa.
So, Sonny, I have a question for you and Eddie. How is it's arena, right? And some buildings, like if you go to a basketball game, they're known for their food.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Dan. We got Eddie now.
Okay. So, Eddie, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dan.
Okay, so I have a question. This is a brand new arena, right?
Yes, this is a brand new arena. It was built and completed in 2018, right before the COVID-19.
Okay. Now, have they give you a tour of the whole arena?
No, we haven't done a tour of the whole arena, but we have a good picture of how it looks like.
Okay. Now, I have a question. Now, this is an arena, and I love food. I love food. Do they have a concession stand there where they have good food there? And what food have you tried out there?
Do they have what?
And like a concession stand with food. Is there food at the arena?
Repeat that question, Dan.
Is there what What type of food do they have at the arena? It's a question because I love food, and at certain stadiums, they have different types of food. So,
what kind of food? What kind of food are they serving?
Yeah.
Oh, here at the Tecali Arena.
Yes, they're serving. They have different vendors who are selling different food. But typically, in the arenas like this one, you'll find mostly fast food, beggars, and stuff like that. So,
pizza. I think Eddie had a pizza yesterday.
I had a wrap yesterday.
Well, so I do have one question for you guys. Oh, yeah, Jackson. Jackson's in the studio.
Hello, hello. What's going on, guys? Yeah. Danny, downtown Danny holding it down here in the studios.
Yeah, good seeing you, big guy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, Jackson.
Yes.
Jackson, it's Sonny. Jackson,
yes.
I know you have a few footsteps here in Kigali. You've made a few footsteps, but I'll give you a few of my highlights. My first visit to Rwanda. I got to start with the guy standing next to me, Eddie Raymond. He's got to be a big highlight so far on this trip for me. But another highlight yesterday, Jackson, I got to meet Usher, the lovely Usher, for the first time.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Jackson, she is mesmerizing. She, and I told her point blank, she is my favorite basketball Africa League commentator.
Absolutely.
Eddie, second, but I got to put Usher at number one.
I would also put Usher number one from Eddie, yes. Eddie's good in his own rights, but Usher I see a legendary sports career just like yours for Usher Kamugisha in the coming years.
Exactly. They were two legends down here at the Kigali Arena.
Yeah, but
just
to answer Downtown Danny's question about the concession stands in the arena, I know I was in the arena in November of last year twice for a concert. Beautiful arena, well built, well done, state of the art. I did not visit the concession stands, but I saw a couple of them around. Food is not that big of an element as part of its marketing. But the energy in the arena is always great. And, you know, if it hadn't been for all the COVID restrictions and all that, I think this 2 years, the Basketball Africa League in that arena would have been explosive, quite energetic.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackson, we're going to have to wrap it up here at the Kigali Arena for this game. Eddie's got another interview to do, but I hope to talk to you again, Jackson, pregame for the following game between FLAC and Zamalek.
Yes.
And that game will be starting, I think about roughly 81 minutes from now.
Okay. That's very precise, Eddie. 81 minutes. Yes.
That'll begin in about 51 minutes.
Okay, and I will be here in the studio with you guys. I'll also be with Danny. And, you know, great job, you guys in the arena.
Thank you, Jackson. Have a good day. Yeah, thank you, Jackson.
I'll talk to you later.
Looking forward to chatting with you.
All right, bye.
So that was Eddie and Jackson. I just want to do one last thing before we go. Now, there's two things I want to say. One is make sure you follow us on Twitter and look at our page on voaafrica.com. Make sure you like, subscribe. Make sure you, and also tag us. Tag us in the post. Wherever you guys are at, if you're watching the game, if you're doing, you see Sonny, tag him in a photo. Anything along those lines, do the hashtag BALSonny. And then you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and so much more. You can find us on our VOA channels. You can watch our TV shows, radio programs, news articles, anything. You'll find it on voaafrica.com.
Right. I cannot stress enough that we have migrated our assets from the voanews.com. We are now voaafrica.com, and you can follow us on those.
The Upfront show.
Upfront is on there, yes. Yeah. And Red Carpet is
Red
also
Carpet
on
is there.
And many others. Sunnyside will be on there.
100%.
We have other programming that is on that website. Definitely check it out. It's such a beautiful, beautifully done website with all the content, VOA content on there.
And you're listening to VOA. This was the BAL coverage, special coverage of the Basketball Africa League in Kigali, Rwanda. I am Daniel, Downtown Brown in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned for the postgame for the next show. See you soon.
This is VOA Africa.
Aina, what happened? It's okay. It's okay. They do like say, you they juju. Say this kind of dance, they do like say, you they make me mad. Oh, say this kind of dance, they do like say, you they make me curse. Oh, say me when I see the do as unto. Say this kind of dance, they do for me make me curse as unto. Say this kind of dance, they do they make my curse as unto. Say this kind of dance, they do too sweet for man as unto. Ha, say baby dance your kajijo. Ha, kajijo. Oh yeah, dance yo, Kajijo, ha, Kajijo, baby, dance yo, Kajijo, ha, Kajijo, ha, until the past two, and the time is quarter past two, say the girl say make you go 10-2, she they ask if I go chop banku, ha, I go chop banku, mommy say I go chop banku, with the way you they do your sexy wine, why ya no go chop banku, ha, come on then, baby just come on then, ha, it's okay. It's okay, ah, come on, baby, just come on, ah, it's okay. Yeah, yeah, which kind of dance, yeah, you they do? Say this kind of dance, they do like say, you they do juju. Say this kind of dance, they do like say, you they make me mad, oh. Say this kind of dance, they do like say, you they make me curse, oh. Say me what kind of dance, they do as on to. Say this kind of dance, they do for make me curse as on to. Say this kind of dance they do, they make man curse as unto. Say this kind of dance they do, too sweet for man as unto. Ha, say baby dance yo Kajijo, ha, Kajijo. Baby dance yo Kajijo, ha, Kajijo. Oh yeah, dance yo Kajijo, ha, Kajijo. Baby dance yo Kajijo, ha, Kajijo.
On your phone, I dey call, baby. 247, it be you I dey want, baby. While I know you are for you, baby. Chai pack well and balance well for me, yeah. Baby, baby, oh baby. Strong man go there for me.
Yeah, good for you. No go give me story.
Who wanna give me story now?
So back well and balance well for me.
I'm
Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Mama, they feeling no normal. I just wanna be the reason why they call you mama. Care no drama, why you make me stammer? Short conversation, no long drama. Excuse me, sexy mama, what's the plan for this summer? Lagos, Kampala, Ghana, Panama. When it seems so hard, I'ma make things come up. Still keep it bad like Tony Montana. Me, I lose up my mind when you grind slowly. Mad me, I'm mad when you wait for me. You looking for, girl? I got it right here. What you searching for? I just can't wait for you to bring your body, AI. Bring your body, AI. Yeah, just bring your body, AI. Me wanna rock your body, AI. Bring your body, AI. Bring your body, AI. Yeah, just bring your body, AI. Me wanna rock your body. Coming out the dance, me one jump on her. She know the same one, I'm one stunner. Lifestyle clean, so no man can run her. Hey, girl, what you wanna do? Can I be your lover? Can I be your boo? Anything you want, girl, me go and do. And your friends, then be friends with my crew. Come ride me thing, girl, and do your thing. Never seen a body that can clip a man wings. The way you whine, girl, you make me sing. Attack, attack, and the body thing, yeah. Ooh. Where you from, baby? I wanna know who you call, baby. Man, give you all daily. Are you down, baby? Hey, baby, what you looking for? Yeah, I got it right. What you searching for? I just can't wait for you to bring your body, AI. Bring your body, AI. Yeah, just bring your body, AI. Me wanna rock your body, AI. Bring your body, AI. Bring your body, AI. Yeah, just bring your body, AI. We wanna rock your body, yeah.
Yo,
boy,
shorty moving like a time bomb. She wanna explode. She a move like a time bomb. Ready for explode. She dey move like a time bomb. She wanna explode. Shorty move like a time bomb. Ready for explode. Time bomb. Time bomb. Time bomb. Time bomb, time bomb, aye, time bomb, explosion.
Your man, two man, don't come around. I want pretty ladies all around me. That sexy girl with the bad physique. I've never seen a girl like you. 10 to 1, that's the countdown. She's about to explode and confusion. My girl, she's bad, she's number one. I've never seen a girl like you. That girl,
I tell you she be time bomb. Boom, don't stop, boogie, baby, wine on. Hey, your body be defined on. This guy and boogie no be minor. No, this body be designer. Some girl fine, but you fine us. Continue to wine up. Cause we never seen a girl like you.
Never let go wine.
Time bomb.
A body fire.
Time bomb.
She my desire.
Time
she
bomb.
She make me lose control.
Explosion.
She sexy back, sexy Nina.
Time bomb.
She came with her friend called Sabrina.
Time bomb.
Don't stop, sister Nina.
Time bomb.
Baby, go low.
Explosion.
I just wanna love you. Share with me your problems. Girl, you are the type of girl a bad man need. I just wanna love you. Share with me your problems. Girl, you are the type of girl a bad man feel. Lean on me. My girl, you are the only one for me. You're the only thing I see. Lean on me. I are the only.
Lord, do time for bumper with black road. Just the sight of bumper make me feel so good. My soul food makes me want to join the walk out best. Gas, gas, no good. I make serious, I know the joke. You make man confused, I know if you go. The machine no go me to a means to my body. Hey, no between us.
No,
I go direct, make she see, say I mean up. Some romantic arena. I wanna take her to a place where the passion is
green.
Time
bomb. A body fire.
Time bomb.
She my desire.
Time
she
bomb.
She make me lose control.
Explosion.
Bring sexy back, sexy Nina.
Time bomb.
She came with her friend called Sabrina.
Time bomb.
Don't stop, sister Nina.
Time bomb.
Baby, go low.
Explosion.
Let her wine.
Time bomb.
Her body fire.
Time bomb.
She my desire.
Time
she
bomb.
She make me lose control.
Explosion.
Bring sexy back, sexy Nina.
Time bomb.
She came with her friend called Sabrina.
Time bomb.
Don't stop, sister Nina.
Time bomb.
Baby, go low.
Explosion.
This is VOA Africa.
Bad mind from a distance, but this sweet happy yellow my peaches.
be busy tonight. Man. Joanna, making on the dummy tonight. Joanna, your busy body giving me life, oh. Hey, life, hey.
Why you do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Why you do me like
that? Hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like that?
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Making on the dummy tonight. Joanna, your busy body giving me life, oh. Hey, life, hey.
Why you do me like
Joanna? Joanna.
Why you do me like
hey, Joanna? Joanna.
How you gonna do me like
Joanna? Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. Joanna.
Joanna, why you do me just like that? I gon' give you all my loving. Love me too, I love you back. Joanna, you be the man damn sugar. Man damn sugar. Oh, hey. Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby. Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby. Big package, hey. How do I manage? Hey, you gon' make me turn savage. Hey, body cause damage. Hey.
Joanna, Joanna.
How you do me like
hey, Joanna, Joanna.
How you gonna do me like
Joanna, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna. Joanna.
Ay, ay, ay. Hey, how you gonna play me like Drogba, ho?
VOA News.
When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.
Squad. Hey! Sexy people around me, party nation. Squad. Hey!
confidential. Bad man, jump again.
Do again, do again.
Happy mention. Squad up, congregate.
Who are them, who are them?
Confidential. Bad man, jump again.
Do again, do again.
Happy mention. Squad up, congregate.
Yeah, feel the heat when we come through Party Nation.
Squad.
Hey. Sexy people around me, Party Nation.
Okay, stack it so I'm billy. I'm really tryna make a milli.